This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everyone. 7 o'clock. Right here in Central Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for joining us. This is the show on Q Talk America, live from Studio C. I'm Clayton McKee, along with Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. He's in the obviously green shirt this week. Last week it was questionable with St. Patrick's Day, but this week he committed to green.
Yeah, like I usually do, 364 days a year.
Yeah, I still say it was an army of darker green, is what
I
was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, with enough liquor and the right lighting.
Yes, indeed.
That's what she said.
We'd like to welcome everybody who's already in the chat room. We have a new listener who ran across us just a few weeks ago when trying to find something good to listen to while cleaning the house, and Bear Walker
landed on us.
Yeah.
Hi, Bear.
Your house is clean. You got 3 hours to do it.
So. Not only that, but don't try to look for something new either. Stick with us for a
little while. So thank
Sorry
you.
Sorry for your luck, Bear Walker. Yeah.
Thank you, Bear Walker, for joining us. Also, Dawn is in there, Brand, hi, Bag guys. Of Nope, and of course,
Missy Al.
Drew is there.
Yeah, hi, Drew.
Everybody is already
Dr.
up and
ben
going.
Dr. Ben Carlson.
Yes, she's right across the table from you.
Here my I hope am. Is going to throw her hat in the political arena soon.
We might.
We need one more crazy. Yeah. Teeter-totters leaning all one way.
She'd be cruising for a bruise.
Yeah. I wrote myself in last year for mine inspector who ran unopposed, as did about four of my friends, so I received a few votes.
Exactly.
I feel
that
very
blew
political.
Up in your face.
And of the people that voted, you probably had a good like 5 percentage points.
I sure did. And
now, is that county or state?
State.
There was a statewide.
Yeah. Statewide position.
All the mines in the state.
I could inspect the shit out of those mines. That was my campaign slogan.
Let me check your hole.
Yeah. No stone unturned.
Oh, that's a good one.
Has eyes, will look.
Yeah.
But two of them. Two eyes.
Not afraid of a dead parrot.
Two times.
Never seen a parrot.
There's a parakeet. Like. What do they send down there?
Canary.
Same fucking thing.
Same song.
It's a bird. It's a bird.
Canary in the mine.
It's a plane.
Deceased fowl. Whatever.
Exactly.
Sounds like another holiday
to
me.
That's Aaron's favorite kind, the deceased,
deceased
fowl.
Fowl.
The deceased fowl.
Live fowl is not to her liking.
She's not a fan of the fowl.
Got it. I see.
I just reminded of Karen on when she's yelling at Rosario the one time on Will and Grace.
The one time?
Yeah, the one time.
Allow me to wait a minute.
I don't know what kind of country you're coming. We don't eat birds in this country.
I actually don't remember
Karen
that one.
That was one of those ones that just cracks me the fuck up. Hey, Aaron.
Hello, Aaron from LA.
Hey.
Yeah, Aaron's been very busy on the Facebooks
this weekend,
it seems like. I was seeing him post everything everywhere.
Very busy.
I saw something about a boyfriend.
I saw that too.
A relationship update.
Well, but I think that, and then there was subsequent other postings in regards I maybe did the same, or maybe he was just getting out more and I think I'll take a picture of this and I'll post this and I'll post this.
Oh my goodness.
Very busy with it. It was good.
So many.
Happy for Aaron.
Life is leading his adventures.
If they're having the weather that we're having, get the fuck outside.
Oh my God, it is so gorgeous. Real. So
I didn't
gorgeous.
Move here to be cold. I like it when it's warm.
I love this.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, this time of the year is so perfect to me. Hi, Dawn.
It's currently 82 as we're coming to you live right now in Phoenix, and it's just simply gorgeous.
Terrible. It was 88 during my walk of shame today. But
oh, was it? That's not a walk of shame.
I love a good walk of shame.
You were walking back to your own car.
Shh, we can make it sound dirty.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I was walking
back
to my car.
Did you find your car?
Yeah. Oh, I knew where I left it.
What other kind of walk of shame do you have? You walk back to your own things.
No, but there's...
No, usually he can't pick out his own car in a parking lot.
Well, that's true. Being the only car in the parking lot did narrow it down.
Beneficial to you, yes.
And it's time for the summer shandy again.
Oh,
so
she's
excited.
Back. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
Thrilling.
No, it's
I
funny.
I love the orange shandy.
It's
not a huge fan.
I know you're not.
Let me taste
it. But
taste.
This, I
That's
love
lemony.
This. Yeah. And there's a new, you're probably not going to like it. I don't know. I think it's delicious.
It's a little lemony.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. It's not bad.
I could chug one of those down in a hot summer day.
No, I'm good. Day.
A hot girl? Summer day, exactly. Yeah. That's what, on a hot summer night, would you offer
your lips, your neck,
your
throat?
Your throat to the wolf with the red roses? Will he offer me his life?
Drew in the chat room answering your question right quick. Katie June had to bow out of the show. She had too many obligations and a family. So she bowed out for the weekly stuff, but by all means
to raise her child. Katie is, how dare her.
Katie's still around. We have we do have contact frequently with Katie, and she actually might join us in the chat room at any time and could stop in at any time. But regularly on Tuesdays, no, we're back down to a 4-person cast, and Kat Carlson has gladly taken over that space, and you fill it nicely.
Well, thank you. I think.
Yeah.
You sure fill that chair all the way up. Yeah. I'm pretty sure is what I heard.
How rude.
All the way up.
That's quite a big chair you got there.
And yet you fill it.
Yep.
Just enough. Yeah. Just to the brim.
Yeah. Sure do know how to make a girl feel special.
Yeah. Hey, it's what I'm here for. Hello, Mom. Mom's in the chat room, too.
Hello.
Nero. Hello, Nero. Everybody.
Yeah, Mom's got a birthday coming up. And
she do.
A retirement.
Yeah, she texted me yesterday. Now I think we're down to 5 days left of actual work days she has on the 31st. She is retiring, so... Yeah,
very exciting.
Very good. She's excited about it, and then
the fact that she's going to retire at 23, I think, is amazing.
Yeah, it's also amazing that I'm 45.
Yes,
and she's 23.
Oh, they said there'd be no math.
Well, I didn't do math. I just gave a number. I wasn't subtracting.
That's true. That's awesome.
What was that, Chuck? That's a whole chortle.
I need a piece of yellow pen.
Whoa, I can get you your own if you'd like one. Would you like your own?
Oh, just a slice.
There you go.
Oh, I would like one too.
Well, okay.
I just want to be left apart.
Kat, would you like a piece of my yellow pen?
No, she's got her own.
She can draw on her computer.
Settle down. I'm having a thoughtful moment.
I was using smaller steno pads, but I decided you have to have the large one.
I love a legal... I've been using legal pads for everything for forever. I used to work for a construction company... that did fire, smoke, and water restoration. So when we would go out and scope the job, decide what needed to be done, it was always yellow legal pads. And so I've just kept it ever since.
How long ago was that? I don't remember hearing that job.
Well, because it was a long time ago. It was before I moved to the great state of
Arizona.
But
in your long story of how you got from A to Studio C, I don't remember hearing a fire restoration story.
I may have never told it. There are many things you don't know about me.
Is this part of your witness protection program?
It's part of the witness protection program.
You don't know.
I lived in Pennsylvania before living here for 7 years.
I knew that.
And I had basically...
You took a truck out there.
No, it was a Mazda 6.
Oh, well, whatever. It was something like that.
They rode
together. I pretended to listen. I don't know.
She wakes up in the middle of the trip. Where does your mom live?
I've never told you this story either.
I don't think so.
But when did I work there? I was 19 to 20 something. I was there 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that. We've learned so much more.
We do.
Every week we learn something else about somebody on the cast.
Look out.
Sometimes people who aren't in the cast. Hi, Jenny. The yellow pad with wings? No, no, not this one.
No.
The wingless, wingless pad.
Okay.
Oh, I do like that. With wings.
With wings.
Nope, mine's grounded. My
pad
grounded.
Has been grounded. Yeah.
You leave my pad out.
It's hermetically sealed.
You always leave my pad out. All right,
I don't need these.
Well, once again, welcome to everybody to the 24th of March of this wonderful year, 2015. Show 208 is where we are. Oh. And we'll start the roundtable with Kat Carlson.
Well, my goodness, what have I been doing? I've been actually living the single life all weekend.
Okay, I'm like...
You're like, what happened?
I know. Seriously, I was like, what's going on?
No, okay. Sharon and the boys went to California, went to San Diego to meet up with Sharon's brother.
Oh, fine.
And nephews and assorted.
That was just
no. It was just a family vacation, and it came at kind of a bad time for my household. So I opted to stay home and work instead of taking time off and going out. So I've been eating macaroni and cheese and cereal for 4 days straight.
Yeah, sounds good diet.
Turns out I forgot how to feed myself.
I don't have a problem with this story so far at all.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Healthy choices.
The first day they were gone, I woke up in the morning and I, said goodbye to them, and then I promptly went back to bed. Woke up sometime in the afternoon, thought maybe I should move to the TV room. Went promptly back to sleep after half an episode of Grey's Anatomy, and then woke back up sometime later as something else was happening because all of the streaming,
devices
that bring the television to me, they just keep playing. They just keep streaming. Go on down the playlist.
Stop. Yeah, they don't stop.
So I woke up a little while later, said, should probably eat something. Went right back to sleep.
Sure.
Woke up and went, gosh, I should take a shower. It's almost time to go to work at 8 o'clock at night.
Ah.
Yeah. So that was the first day they were gone.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, in DirecTV, I don't know if it's like this with anything else, but truly, the constantly streaming. Like, you get done watching one of your shows and you go to delete it, and it's like starting the next show. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's, have you seen that?
Like,
where
Hulu,
it goes through. So you either hit play or hit stop, whatever, or you're just going to start watching the next one. Kind of fell into that trap with a show that I had five deep. And sat there the whole for all five of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is dangerous.
Yeah, binge watching. It's a thing.
It's well, dangerous. And that was the rest of my weekend because then I, let's see, what else did I do? I went to see the new Cinderella. I went to the movies by myself for the first time ever, which was possibly my new favorite thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
He goes
yeah.
all the time like that. Yeah.
I love it.
I was like, wait a second. First of all, it didn't cost me $85.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm.
$10 ticket price because I went at night, you know, on like Sunday or whatever. So $10 ticket price. I'm like 2 weeks quit drinking soda, so I didn't get a drink. Popcorn kind of makes my tummy upset, so I didn't get any popcorn. So it cost me $10 flats.
It's nice. A legitimate piece of entertainment. Then you're like, all right, I'm entertained. Yeah. Kills 2 hours. I want to see that.
I liked it. It was very, very much the Cinderella story. Like, there were no twists, no fucking with it, no let me put my own spin on it. It was beautifully done, like just visually just beautiful. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminded me of the show Pushing Daisies, the way they used color.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like that really pop, like the bright yellows and the bright pinks and the really popped makeup and the pop.
This is why you have to watch Hannibal, because it's the guy that made that.
Is it?
So that's why the show is so beautiful. It's because it's the Pushing Daisies, but with corpses.
Okay. Because, yeah, Pushing Daisies was a beautiful show.
And it's like these beautiful tableaus of dead bodies that you're always like, that's kind of art.
That's fantastic.
Kind of. It's an interesting shade of blue you are, sir. Or gray, or whatever corpses turn.
And then what else? I didn't do a whole lot else. I popped by karaoke with some friends.
I read your post about that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still enthusiastically bad at it, but whatever.
There you go. And we ended up at karaoke last night, and many people were enthusiastically bad.
Right, that's what you do.
And you get lured in, because at first there's a couple good singers, and then they scurry.
And you think,
like,
oh,
rats.
Well, I can do that. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was me, and it turns out I pick songs that I don't actually know, which is fun.
That's not, yeah. You should, it's better to know the melody and kind of where they where the song leads.
I just fake my way through it.
Okay.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody does.
And it's just for fun. Fuck it up if you want to. Do a good job if you want to. Who cares?
Just go with it.
As long as you're not shrieking or howling like a dying cat.
It's true.
Which, I mean, there was a little Peter Brady squeaking going on there, but what do you do? But yeah, so my people are back in town. They drove in today.
My people.
My family, as it were.
When Cameron was in Egypt town.
Right. Yeah. They came back this evening, and I worked all day, so I won't see them. I'll see the kids tomorrow. And then tomorrow night is the annual customer appreciation wine tasting at Cobalt. So I'm going to go do that instead of seeing Sharon. She already knows.
This is not breaking news.
this is not breaking news. She's already like, oh, you have to go to that?
It's required.
Sure do.
It's de rigueur.
So I'll see her on Thursday, but allegedly they're back in town and safe. So
this is good. Yeah,
that's my week.
That's good. It's good. And San Diego this time of year is not always spectacular.
Right. True.
Yeah.
Late February to the end of March are just beautiful because the June bloom shit's not going on. And
they did beach and Legoland, and that was it. Like, kept it really
can't
simple.
Go wrong.
And yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Was everything awesome?
Everything was awesome.
All right.
I believe that was the first text message that I got from Legoland that said, everything is awesome.
There you go.
Didn't expect that one. Thanks. Send.
No, I was thrilled to receive every piece of communication.
Oh, now it's on.
I like it. I like it.
It's on HBO
she
Go.
She listens sometimes.
Oh.
Hey, are we on video?
Oh, my God. I found out.
The big wink.
I love finding out when people listen.
Bear Walker, he is in the chat room right now. Bear Walker is saying, Alan Clayton are adorable. Are you a... Do you have a vision?
Are you drunk?
You may already be drinking.
You have a door.
Visually impaired?
No.
Are you sure you're not watching some other TV show?
Bear Walker / Helen Keller? What's happening? Oh, wait. You wouldn't be able to hear it.
He's being mean to himself, but you're up.
Or do you think I'm one of those boys? Because...
Well, from the angle, we can't really see you.
Look how fucking adorable I am from over my shoulder.
Totes adorbs.
No, I had that happen over the weekend. Some poor man.
Thought you were a young man?
Thought I was a young man. And thought I was so handsome. And did I want to hold his hand? And I said, honey, you've had enough. You gotta go.
You got to go.
I know just how pretty I am. And I know the clientele I attract, and you're not it. And if you think I'm handsome, you got to go.
Would you like to give us sort of a... Awesome. What would be a demographic of the gentleman who was after your hand? What would you guess?
Drunk.
Age.
Well, there you are. I mean, there's pizza.
Is there a Walker involved in this story?
No. He wasn't old. I do like have a strange like relationship with old men in that. No.
Welcome to this show. You got out of me.
I've always like the
elderly drunk man. Huh.
Why have I never met two of them?
Where could you narrow this down to, please? Thank you.
No, I always seem to find a following in like the scruffy, lonely old guy. I don't know what it is. Like even when I was at the cash, there were a couple of guys that would come in just looking for me because I just sit and I listen to their story and I, you know, whatever. You want to tell me about your ex-wife, then okay. And you want to tell me about your grandchildren, well, that's adorable. And you know, I just listen. So there's like that lonely old guy faction that gotcha.
Yeah, you
kind
wanna,
of follows me
around. You
want to
try and jerk me off? No, that's
no. No, sure don't want to do that. But if you want to tell me,
sure don't.
If you want to tell me your life story, I will fucking sit here and listen to it.
I'll immerse.
And I always have my mom said. Jerk you out. My mom used to say she would like lose me in the mall, like you did to kids in the early 80s.
Yeah,
just lose them. And she would find me just sitting next to this scruffiest old man, just having the most wonderful conversation.
She was just prepping you for a life of day shifts at gay bars.
Exactly.
I sense that your life is going to involve a lot of lonely people. So here you go.
I see day drinkers. Day drinkers in your future.
Mall walkers and day drinkers.
I see it now.
Mall walkers and day drinkers. It's good.
My entire life has been preparing me for this moment. This
Give
moment
me one
right
moment
here.
In time is what I always say.
Welcome to it, Carlson. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, Marjorie Ryer, would you like to change the subject?
Come on, Marge.
Marjorie,
also was a bartender in her day.
I thought you could say she was a mall walker.
Shut up, Al.
did you have a certain type that you attracted bartender?
Oh yeah. It's any, not just bartending. It's just walking into a room typically.
Yeah.
Not like this room, of course, but other rooms where it's the gentleman who's a little bit more effeminate. A lot more effeminate. Like, can't even. There's
okay.
And it's the one who'll sit down and, like, comes up and does that. Doesn't really talk at first. And it's just like a big cuddle. And then sits down and crosses his legs. And just, I know everything about him. About 10 seconds.
Oh.
So fun. My mom, oddly, attracts the same exact kind of person. So we have, like, welcome on our forehead. And, uh-huh. You know, just sit down.
Hello,
and,
ladies.
Hello, ladies. How are you? But, you know, and the thing is that they're lovely, but they're just incredibly lonely. Sometimes
well, that's kind
a
of what brought them
sad.
To the bar. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those where it always was, I couldn't walk away because I always thought, oh, well, I don't want them to.
She's a flight
hurt
risk.
Themselves.
Oh, see, and I'm kind of a bitch. So I can walk sad. Away from that. I can be like, oh, honey, that's nice. I got to go.
Yeah.
That's why I never liked.
And don't touch
you.
Me.
Because I would do my bar shifts, but I always preferred the waitress ones because you could get away from them when you were working tables. But behind the bar, you're fucking trapped. You're like
you
a caged animal.
I can clean the shit out of something way over there.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that. And I would put on, I was like a babysitter. I would put on a movie and go, like, wash the mirrors in the bar. Every Monday, and then be like, all right, that's enough. Or put on show tunes, and they're talking to me, and I'm singing along with the show tunes.
Right.
I they were always lovely. I mean, there was always going to be a different type where you were like, oh, boy.
Sure.
So sweet, though.
I always got the really, 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 really shy people who are like, you're so exciting. I'm like, because I speak?
If they could see you now.
Yeah. But that's the kind that always would come find me.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah.
I get that.
I mean, I enjoy just doing a running monologue, right? But occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally conversation. No, you know
do
what?
A bathroom break.
I try and keep in the back of my head the possibility that I'm their only friend.
That's so
exactly I try and
right.
have a little bit of compassion at the same time.
Exactly. And that's what, you know. And
But I have no problems walking the fuck away once you go to crazy town. I'm like, I'm out. See you later.
Good for you, because Erin always comments on the fact that she's like, you find every one of them, don't you?
Everyone.
Yeah. Like, no, they find
you. Yeah. Yeah. They just do.
She's like, that's because you smile at everyone. Like, I walk in a room and I make eye contact. I'm going to, you know, smile and kind of nod. I'm not going to be a cunt about it.
But you got to have the smile like mine that says, reach out and touch, but not so close.
Right. Give me a little, maybe, my bubble.
Yeah, maybe two tables away.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did you do this week, Marjorie?
I honestly don't remember. But it was,
drank a lot then?
No, no. It was Dale. How about that? I've been thinking about Dale so much. Dale Spies. Yeah, I've been thinking about him so much. It was Jason's birthday.
Covert's birthday.
Jason Covert's birthday. And so we went to the Vig, which is always lovely, and had a little nosh.
Which one of the Vigs?
That's my question.
The one on 40th and Indian School, Arcadia.
Yeah.
I love that place, the patio. And just really, I feel like I think just did that. I got back into teaching in the last week, so I haven't been I haven't taught since October.
I honestly, now that you say that, you have not mentioned a thing about
it. It's just been I waited to get recertified, so I got back into teaching, and it's been pretty fun.
Oh, that's good.
Pretty fun. I love doing that. So, and aside from that, that's really been just work and that. Kind of boring, and I'm okay with that.
It's okay, yeah.
Okay,
in light of
that.
Other weeks that we've all had, we've been a little too busy.
I mean,
busy.
It's constant where you're like, are you kidding? But it really has been just a good week of doing all that. So, the end.
Okay.
The end for me.
Good.
Yeah. With everything calming down now, I just love it. And again, loving this weather. Just loving it.
You cannot. If you don't love this weather, then you have a problem. Because it is so stunningly beautiful here in the Arizona right now. My gosh. Well, and a lot of places. I mean, spring has sprung in a lot. There's still snow, but gosh, we got it good right now.
Well, in Minnesota, it was so... I saw my cousin over the weekend, and he was in from Minnesota, and it was... We got together on Sunday, and it was snowing in Minnesota. Like, supposed to get 5 inches, whereas a week ago, it was 70 degrees.
Yeah,
And that is the part that I always hated about the Midwest.
Oh, the back and forth, back and forth.
Where you're like, oh my God, it's sun. Damn it!
Because then somebody's telling you, well, that's why everybody's sick.
Yes.
And it is. Yeah, it is. The up and down temperature.
Well, we
that's not just an old wives' tale. That's also very true.
Right. Yeah,
but we go through that here when, like, you know, in September, October, all of a sudden it'll cool off and we'll have like 7-10 days and it's like beautiful 80, 70.
Yeah.
Oh, we're done. Oh, no. Then it turns around and we got 3 days of 120.
AC's back on.
Right, just no reason, and then it drops off.
Yeah.
So we get it out here, too.
Yeah. Not to the same, no pun intended, degree. Of course that was intended. just throwing it out there. But yeah, that's been lovely. It's been lovely. I miss hanging out with people. I think that might be me.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Two D batteries calling your name.
So I tucked it away.
Interesting phone placement there, Mark.
Suddenly from her lap comes the sound.
Why are all your ringtones set to vibrate only? I don't know.
You remember that old pager commercial where the creepy guy was sitting in the recliner and you would hear the buzzing and he'd like be on the phone. He'd be like, page me again.
I don't remember that commercial.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I don't either, and that's crazy.
Oh, and the episode of Ab Fab where she's like...
What was that?
Oh, it's my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily it was back when cell phones were new.
Yeah. So it was like this big?
There's the episode of Frasier where like, oh my, where Niles, and then, you know, I love Cafe Nervosa. I love that was the name of the coffee shop they're always at. But it's like, I have a feeling in my heart. It's just all, oh, it's gone. Oh, there it is again. I'm calling you, Niles. And the phone was in his breast pocket.
That's fantastic. Oh, I love it. I love it. Mr. Perkins. You, sir?
Oh, well, I left you all last week, and I got up early to go see my friend Kara, who had her second baby. So,
congratulations to her. Luke. I didn't realize that she was with child.
Lucius Xavier is his name, but goes by Luke. And
Kara, I know.
Yeah.
She's on baby two?
Yeah, she had her baby.
That is fantastic.
December 23rd.
When did she have her other baby?
October of 12.
Its time has flown so fast.
Okay, so we were doing the show?
Yes.
Because
we
were doing the show when...
We started in April of 12.
That's right. So, because I'm like, I feel like we were doing the show when she had her
next
first
month
baby.
Is 3 years.
Yeah. So now with two babies, it's a little easier to go to her than to try and expect her to like go out somewhere. Right. So we had breakfast together, and I fed the baby and held the baby for a while and played with the giant 6-year-old. And he's only 2.5, and it's kind of odd because he's so big that you want him to do more stuff.
Right.
But then you're like, oh, but he's 2.5. He's the size of a 12-year-old, but he's 2.5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's a big, and he's just the most beautiful little boy. He's so cute and looks exactly like his dad and like makes little faces. He's so cute.
Is his dad a big guy?
They're both tall.
Kara is tall. Is he kind of a...
Oh, and it's not that he's like a bruiser or anything like that. He's very tall. Like you look at him and you think...
How old is this kid?
Yeah. Right?
7'8"? Nope, 2.
Get the kid some help.
It's one of those things where he's going to be like 6'5 when it's all said and done. Right. He's a cutie. And then went to Phoenix Theater that night and saw Anything Goes. Then Cooper, a friend of several of our friends... Okay. Was in the show, so went for drinks afterwards with him, and then work. And last night met up with Mr. McKee and friends, and probably the saddest place on earth.
Yeah.
I saw the check-in, and I almost came down.
I didn't realize you...
It was the weirdest.
I looked at it as a cry for help, so I went and got them out of there. I saw that as I'm being held hostage.
Oh, wow.
I figured liquor in side streets was just back in action.
I thought maybe you were...
Because that's the kind of place that the liquor in side streets gang was.
They're known for their dive bars, but that is seriously where dignity went to die.
We know. I saw the check-in and shook my head and went,
I know. I didn't shake my head.
I did not check in there. Huh? And I seriously did. I was the rescue mission. We were out of there in like 10 minutes or less.
Thank God for you.
Al was performing SWAT missions.
Yeah.
Hostage
release.
We had left.
Extraction and recovery.
We do not negotiate.
Extraction and recovery. We will not negotiate.
No.
With transsexuals.
Transsexual strippers.
Yeah. Oh.
It was an interesting. We went from Apollo's where we were doing we're RuPaul's Drag Race. We do it every Monday night. Stop by if you want to. Starting at 7:30, we do Untucked from 7:30 to 8. But then we went. Somebody came up with the idea. I think it was Jason Carlton. Because
he blamed Jeremy.
Jeremy paid for the Uber to get us there. That's it. No, Jason brought it up because our friend Tia, was the bartender.
Oh, right. And she's lovely. I like her.
So we'll go down there. I'll go shitty places for nice people. We walk in. There's like two people there. They start playing darts. Todd gives me $20 and I start stacking the jukebox full of everything I wanted to hear.
Good. Like you do.
And he's like, well, you don't have to spend the whole $20. I'm like, you should have some of that before I put the fucking $20 in. In the meantime, I'm playing everything. So then Tia's like, well, how long are you going to be here? And I'm like, well, I got $20 in the jukebox. She goes, well, the strippers start at 10:30. Okay. She goes, well, I have to take over the jukebox. I'm like, whatever. It'll just play the songs later. Oh. Well, I didn't know really what we were in for, even though I had heard it said, but you know.
Wait, was it tranny strippers?
Yeah, it was tranny stripper night.
Hold on.
It was, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, it's.
I'm so disappointed I didn't come with.
It's an interesting.
It's a thing.
It's like, you know, there's dwarf tossing.
I'm not judging. I'm just.
I'm just sad I couldn't save more people.
Well, the recruits.
And you couldn't save them because they were shoving money down the G-string of one of them. So you couldn't get them out.
There was a guy in there that I thought was kind of cute.
Apparently.
Are there other nights?
I don't know.
Because I would like to begin sending people there and then laughing hilariously.
It's a short run from Cobalt to the
Well, especially
Cruise and 7th.
I'm going to have to find out if there are other nights because I love the nights when I'm working and like, you know, Everywhere has a night where there's just nothing going on. Well, so if I happen to be working one of those nights,
yeah, it's
the phone rings nonstop for karaoke. Do you have karaoke tonight? No, fuckers. No. Tuesdays Monday and Sundays.
Monday, it's Stacey's. Yeah. But there's a lovely.
But now I'm going to start sending them to
There's Cruising. A lovely burlesque show going on at Apparently. Cruise and 7th. It's a show with a little something extra.
Yeah. But not
sometimes
enough.
Just a skosh.
Oh, it was interesting.
That's
I couldn't quite look anybody in the eye. I just kept like, oh, look at you playing darts over here, Jason and Jeremy and everybody else that was there. And then Al walks in and the look on Al's face is like,
oh,
why? And I walk in and they start laughing like I'm the freak in the bar. They're all like, seriously, it was like I was Carrie in the shower the way they were laughing at me.
They're all laughing at you because the white woman's here. So.
Oh my god, the clean white woman just showed up. Now we're in trouble. Mom's here. Mom found out we went to a strandy trip club and we were supposed to be at the church prayer meeting.
Hey, it's easy to confuse those two.
Yeah, well,
some of them look the same.
Everybody was praying.
Yeah,
that's a nice mustache, Mrs. Jim.
A lot of people on their knees.
That's funny.
And the strippers had mustaches.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be something to see.
Yeah, well, I'll take it next Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm really busy.
Mental image is burned onto my corneas forever.
I'm regretting not just inviting myself onto that train now because I saw it on Facebook and was sitting at home doing nothing going, man.
Every Monday's a different week.
You know,
week,
here's what it comes down to. There's something for everybody.
Well, yes,
exactly,
indeed.
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
$20 is 20 bucks.
Kinds. I just didn't know it took that kind.
And now you do. Now we're more informed.
The more you know.
Peacocks.
Oh.
Let
yeah,
it go.
Amongst
Let
other
it go.
Things, yes. Holy shnikey. All right, have we got through what you did, Al?
Yeah, I did that.
Well, in addition to that.
That's fantastic.
Well, no, last week it's one of those. We've all been in these situations where, you know, if you don't touch something for the longest time,
your pussy dies.
No.
Don't spit.
You're about to get summer shedding
on your wall. I did that last week.
Wall.
Don't spit.
Okay, I'll use a car analogy. You know, nothing has gone wrong with your car forever and ever and ever, and then one tiny thing goes wrong, and then it just snowballs. And then there's every fucking thing goes wrong with it. That's what happened to me with clients last week. All of a sudden, Friday, Saturday, I can't tell you how many trips I had to make to one client in Scottsdale because one thing happened, and then the next thing, and then the like everything just a ball of yarn. It just all unraveled.
Oh,
my God. So my whole weekend was spent chasing problem after problem after problem. So that was it. So the redemption for me was, the salvation was, yesterday I spent all day in my workshop out here in my house. And I fixed five different lawnmowers and got everything fixed and running. And it was just a wonderful day just to do, and no calls and no
didn't
text.
Have to change clothes one time?
No, not once. Not till later when I had to go to the Apollos.
Now, do you just break these lawnmowers so you can fix them? Or
no.
Or they're actually broken? Why do they keep breaking?
A couple of them I hadn't used in a while because had. Because
you do have a number of them.
I have twins and the 84 and the 6. I have five.
Carrie.
Yep. I have five, yeah. Well, the twins are both 74s, 1974s. No, some of them have issues. And I just,
Wait. You have lawnmowers named the twins?
Well, they're both 1974, the same model year. Yeah, the same models.
Sure
they're identical.
Carrie, are they lawn boys?
Yeah.
Continue. Well, they're all lawn boys.
Of course they're all.
They're all lawn boys, but the two 1974s, and it just happenstance that I got two of the same year.
Not a Toro to be found?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No. How gauche.
No, all my mowers are.
I'm new. Look,
did you see the look in his face when I said lawn boy? Correct? And he's like, well, yeah.
Yeah. No, all my mowers, with the exception of my riding mower, that's a John Deere.
Which is a John Deere,
right? But no, my push mowers are all lawn boys. Yeah. My oldest is a 68. I have two 74s. I have an 80.
His family.
An 84. An 84, which is the first one I bought at 14.
Sure.
And then I have a 93. So I have five.
Oh, my God. Man. Yeah.
How do you feed them all?
Lawnmowers and vacuums.
Aren't they eating you out of house and home?
No. They only eat when running. But what's good? Hi,
I'm
Tomo.
Sorry, this conversation got very similar to talking to parents.
No, they don't. But but what sucks is the fact that I have to
own. The vacuums?
I can only. Well, that's a different thing. But. And really, lawnmowers are just vacuums with gas engines on them because
right,
they just suck up everything.
Right, sure.
But I could only buy parts for these online on eBay because they don't make them anymore.
Because they don't exist.
Right. Yeah. So they have to buy. So which is really great because in the mail, like, oh, a new gasket. It's exciting. It's like with Alan Wine.
It's like a preview for the lawnmower show on this network sometime tomorrow.
Sometime.
Hashtag the struggle is real.
The struggle is real. And Nancy.
White women's problems.
Yes. If you collect lawnmowers, I'm like, yeah, how's that secret crush now?
Lawnmowers and vacuums, Anant.
Well, it's clean inside and out.
Yes.
That's the way it is.
Oh, suck up everything. I heard that. Thanks, Bear.
What's it? It's Jenny, not even Hoovers.
Jenny says lesbo quirky comedy about hookers and other silly shit. Is that what this show's about?
No,
is
no,
that,
that's
is that
movie.
Our tagline? Wait,
that's
what happened?
The movie that what? She was talking about.
Oh.
I'm not sure, but that could fit for here.
That is.
Yeah, I like that.
Can I feel we like we're that? Butting in on their conversation. We should not be rude. Sorry, chat room.
Sorry, chat
carry
room.
On.
A writing vacuum cleaner.
Now, a writing...
That'd be awesome.
That actually was a joke really way back when Roseanne Barr was the domestic goddess. Right, you know, right, she was right. The comedian. She was... In one of her skits, she talks about the fact that she wanted a writing vacuum cleaner. That's funny you mentioned that.
I think that... Well, they have now, the don't they have
kind.
Those? What are the ones
the,
that
oh,
go
I do enjoy...
On,
those are nice.
I love the backpack.
The little round robo, whatever they are.
Oh, the Roomba.
The Roomba? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, oh remember the SNL, funny. The Woomba? The one that can sense when you're not so fresh and it cleans out your hoo-ha in the middle of the night?
No, that's fantastic.
Oh my god, you gotta Google Woomba.
I have not heard of
that. SNL commercials ever, and they have like the typical Massengale commercial of Mia, what's her name?
Yep.
Oh, I can't think of her name. Mm-hmm. Minnie Riperton's daughter. They have her.
You can come up with Minnie Riperton,
but not Marty Ryer. Say M and an R. You still can't get
same thing. Listen, Minnie, enough.
Huh?
But So she's running through the woods, and it looks like a romantic like Massengale commercial. And you realize she's being followed through the woods by the Woomba that wants to clean her pussy. It's hysterical.
God. Good Lord,
just not okay.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
It's not okay.
I'm gonna Katie June and Google it
hashtag
right now.
It is not okay.
It is not okay.
I enjoy it though. Oh my god, well for me it was a wonderful day in the shop, and it's still a lovely springtime. I'm spending as much time outside as I possibly can. It's 7:35 and we're gonna start
Maya
our
Rudolph, that's her name.
Maya Rudolph,
okay. See, that's another MR.
Exactly, that's what I just was saying. All right kids, we'll be back in just seconds right here on Q Talk America.
You're listening to Q Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Alrighty, here we go. Headlines coming to you on a Tuesday night from Studio C. It's Q Talk America, and here we go. One-upping haters by beating them to the punch.
Seven shamrock shakes floating.
42 statements and one correct.
That stinks.
We've got more than you do.
Louisville police officers are pretty cool.
The most interesting man, epic fail.
We love scandals.
And main man busted right where he said he was. These and more interesting comments and stories and frivolity coming.
Frivolity.
Right now.
Drew, we can't find your link to the Seder play it, so you gotta put
that's
it in there again.
Sweet. Drew, put the link, by something about Seder play, I'm not sure, I'll figure it out in a minute. Ah, well, you guys have heard me talk about stuff like this before, and regardless of whether, Mom, I'm sorry, it's a Taylor Swift story, regardless of whether you like Taylor Swift or not, this is a smart move on her part. Now, you guys have all heard, and oddly, I looked up yours today. Maggie, my cat has walked in the room.
I don't know that I invited you to look up mine. But.
No,
but
she just got scared by her own tail. No.
Maggie, you're going to have to leave. I'm time for you. Well, as the song says, haters going to hate, but Taylor Swift will make it harder for them to do so. The pop star recently snatched up the domain names taylorswift.porn and taylorswift.adult to keep them from falling into the wrong pervy hands of people
smart,
trying to make money.
Because I was about to do some shit with those.
Because, right, you. Young man.
Handsome young man.
So,
thank you.
That's right. Would you like to hold my hand?
Who grandpa wants to diddle.
So one thing that I've said when we started the show almost 3 years ago, I reached out and I bought Missy Al and AlPerkins.com and Marty Ryer. I bought all of our names because I didn't want anybody to, if they didn't like us for whatever reason, to take that .com and then use it against us. So,
I used to own catcarlson.com. Is it a thing anymore?
It's out there. It's owned by a tech company. I looked it up today. It is owned by a networking company. And I'm not sure why they're
Probably because I stopped paying.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, right. That's why. Sure. Which is exactly how I got back in. Like I said, I own BarbaraSeville.com because the people who were managing it for her a long time ago stopped paying, lost it. It was used by another. Somebody else bought it.
Because then network companies buy them for like pennies.
But, right. It's cost $12 a year.
Right.
Yeah, but if you buy it right in larger quantities. But what they look for is the traffic on it. They don't care what is on it, mm-hmm. but if they see that a website has had high traffic, they buy it. They don't care what the .com is.
Right.
And then they use it for that year because the traffic keeps coming and then slowly dwindles off and then it's other. Anyway, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, has worked to expand the number of generic top-level domains, which are also called GTLDs. CNN Money has reported this, but among the more than 500 GTLTDs being added to domains like .com and .org, they're adding .porn, .adult, and .sucks. Less controversial ones like .healthcare will also be added. ICANN, which is fully aware of the negative repercussions of adding these domains, is allowing certain trademark brands and public figures to take advantage of the so-called sunrise period and register the domains under their own names.
I got my period all day.
Before they become open to the public to purchase on June 1st. Swift isn't the only one taking advantage of the sunrise period. According to Stuart Lawley, CEO of the ICM Registry, which operates the .porn and .adult top-level domains, Microsoft has registered office.porn and office.adult, obviously because Microsoft Office is also a .com out there. So it's the same thing as what I tried to do for us, is snag those .coms. And it's a smart thing to do. If you're a person who doesn't ever want your name to be used against you or something else, just buy the .com.
I totally want somebody to make a Kat Carlson.porn. I'm in.
Yeah.
That's available. Yeah. That we can get that.
Oh my God, I'm going to go buy it right now.
.net, .biz, those were all available, but the .com is what I was looking for.
Oh, but .porn is not available to the general public yet, right?
You're part of the Sunrise.
You have to work in an office?
Am I?
No.
Oh, I just heard office.porn, and I thought, well, that can't go anywhere good.
No. Did you not listen to the whole story?
Sure didn't, no.
Yeah, sure
didn't. No.
Sure hey, didn't. I was playing a pussy wrangler.
With a Woomba?
Yeah. We are down one.
Things
pussy.
Al Perkins is not likely to say.
500.
Gotcha.
Well, McDonald's is a little creepy.
Segway City.
And just there it is.
So this story made me think of Mr. McKee because he does enjoy a Shamrock Shake.
I do.
We do enjoy Shamrock.
Oh, anybody have one?
And the McRib, right? You're the McRib.
We both.
Yeah, he loves. No. Yeah, and I. You're into it too. And I like the whatever, but it's Jacob.
Oh no, it's Nevaeh. That's the one who likes the McRib too.
And Jacob Tryweiler, he is huge into that. Always makes me laugh when I see that. But someone took it a little bit too far.
Rut row. It's the American way,
like you do,
right?
Well, have you ever watched those food eating, like the people that, like, 100 hot dogs in 5 minutes, or...
Eating contest is the word you're looking for. I know, it's tricky, Maria.
Barfarama comes to mind.
Yeah, it's too much for me. But a gentleman named Megatoad, because that doesn't trouble you much.
Megatoad
Stoney, can't make this shit up.
He did.
Yeah. Clearly someone made that
Stoney.
Up.
Matt Stoney didn't, but according to this article, 1.25 gallons packed with 5,740 calories and about 805 grams of sugar. Yep. 7 large McDonald's Shamrock Shakes.
In what amount of time?
In 4 minutes and 41 seconds.
I feel like the ice cream headache. I feel like that's a long time.
But the ice cream headache must be horrible.
The ice cream headache alone, right? He pours the green concoctions into 2 large jars, adds whipped cream and maraschino cherries on top of the whole thing.
There it goes. There's a few million more calories.
And then chugs the away while really wrestling the massive brain freeze. And I thought, incidentally, after he's done, he has a cheeseburger. Well, that made me almost throw up.
Well, you need a little protein.
You need a little something, right.
That maybe a Diet Coke would be to wash that all down.
But if you've ever watched these things, he set a world record.
Like you do.
Now, bacon,
for how many times
bacon
I threw up watching him eat it.
Yeah. Bacon is good, right? I appreciate the bacon. He set a world record eating 182 slices of bacon in 5 minutes. The salt.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, challenge avoided.
I'm in.
A week earlier, he consumed 14 and a half pounds of birthday cake. Did I mention this little fucker's only 120 pounds?
Not for long.
Oh, my God.
not for long.
He must shit out barn
crack.
Animals.
Hello,
no, no, no.
Nancy, sir.
Two words. Crack cocaine.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yep.
Medically recommended
right.
crack to burn off those
God.
Calories.
But I was
backing up like, is 100% correct. America.
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 I have a quick question.
Yeah, please.
For the uninformed, yes. what flavor is a shamrock shake?
Like a mint.
That makes sense. All right.
Yeah,
shamrock flavor.
Now that you, it makes
totally.
Sense.
It's
like the grasshopper.
Actually mint. It is like a grasshopper. Sans the booze.
Can now may you add liquor to it?
Oh, duh.
Okay, one.
What can't you
not
add liquor
at
to?
McDonald's.
Well, absolutely nothing. But I just...
not at McDonald's.
Oh, it's, let
silly
me tell
man.
You, if it's a dark enough day for me to be inside a McDonald's, I got me a flask. You know what I mean?
That's a good. Mm-hmm.
I'm packed and ready for.
Yeah, but they don't.
I prefer to drive through good. When that particular craving
they
hits me.
Do
so
have
that
good
no
coffee.
One sees me.
I mean, they
I do
they
appreciate
have
their
their,
coffee.
They have
and
up their
really
game.
Good hot chocolate. Can't make that up. Like that stuff's kind of like crack. So
I don't know. Have you had Starbucks kids hot cocoa?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that.
Also with drive-through, also similar hours.
Yeah.
So Bear Walker says, puts up a Roomba to his ass after eating all that food. Just sucks it right out of you.
That's not how this works. That's not how
any
of
this
works.
You're supposed to vacuum the carpet, not your your rectal vault.
If it hits the carpet, it's still going to clean it up for you.
Bear Walker, I
unfriend
you.
It's a preemptive vacuum.
It is.
I'm going to suck it out of my ass before it hits the floor.
I'm going to do this and then buy a Bissell.
I don't think that Roomba makes a wet, dry vac version.
No,
so
you have to get the Bissell for that.
You're going to have to get a shop vac with a water attachment.
50 gallons of Shamrock Shake and 180 things of bacon out of your ass.
The 5,740 calories. And 805 grams of sugar. I was like, oh my God,
wait,
when did you put that into?
That's not normal?
Maybe
a 5,000 calorie diet. That's not a normal.
While you're
batching
it on a couch with a TV net streaming.
I feel
streaming.
Like I'm doing it wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Jenny's trying to get to Analuba. Well, she's trying to.
Anuba. What is she trying?
Analuba. You just got to be more. Anuba gets you. You know you're in the Woomba family.
Oh, I got you.
The Bissell Bowel version.
I like it.
1.9.
Like well
rechargeable.
There's room to grow.
Well played, Bear. I like that.
Well,
anyway, digress.
This
just,
one's a shit show already.
Yeah, well done. That's a good point.
Oh, for the love of God. Well, I think it's already over with, but the annual CPAC conference took place. That is that means that the internet has just been flooded recently with some of the most ridiculous nonsense you've ever heard spewing from the mouths of all of those who spoke at this lovely event. Nothing brings out true idiocy quite like a bunch of Republicans getting together at a right-wing conference to give speeches aimed at pandering to some of the most ultra-conservative Americans in the country or in the world even. When some of the featured speakers at this event are people like the educated Sarah Palin, Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, not to be confused with Dr. Ben Carlson right here.
Not the handsome young doctor in our midst.
Yeah.
Right. Also, Dr. Ben Carson.
Not the same.
Ignorant black guy.
And
Dr. Ben Carlson.
Cute young man.
White woman.
A font of wisdom, really.
And also, the king of comb-over, Donald Trump, was there as well. You can rest assured that stupidity flowed in abundance. Well, a fact-checking site, PolitiFact, decided to promote the files that they put together for every speaker featured at the CPAC event, including the aforementioned fuckwad, and now contender for presidency of 2016, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas. As most people are aware, Cruz is possibly the most absurd member of our Congress, and it's been clear since pretty much the beginning that Cruz has actually no intention of actually governing while serving as a U.S. senator at all. He's
That's
actually
silly.
Using
now,
his time as a senator to glaringly, obviously, and make his intentions to run for president for 16. Now, nearly everything that comes out of his mouth is nothing more than some sort of drivel that he believes the ultra-white wing conservative voters want to hear because he's well aware that those are the most consistent voters during a primary season. Now, let me be perfectly clear here. I don't believe Cruz stands any chance at ever becoming president. Ever. I just don't at all.
I thought the same thing about Jan Brewer being our governor.
Well, right, and then we fucking elected the shit out of her.
That's right. And so people frighten the fuck out of
me. I agree.
Yeah. That low information voter.
Yeah.
But when PolitiFact decided to highlight the profiles of these various speakers, it reminded us all of just how dishonest Cruz really is. He's been a U.S. senator for 2 years. And in that time, PolitiFact has only deemed one of his 42 statements that they've actually investigated to be true. Only one. And that statement concerning...
his weight.
Nope, it's about toilet seats and the government regulations pertaining to businesses having to provide access to restrooms for workers and height requirements for public restrooms to accommodate people with disabilities. The shitter's gotta be strong, basically. And that fact was true. So yes, Cruz was correct when he said that the government does regulate toilet seats. Everything else he says is crap.
The Bissell Bowel. Yeah. No, when
the
Harrison is saying,
yeah,
it is a shit show.
Killing me.
Harrison said, asked if any of one of us had heard that Ted or anyone in the chat room, Cruz had signed up for Obamacare today, and I read that.
That was on my list of things for later. Yeah,
total fucking hypocrite. And you can talk more about that later on for sure. But
I'm pretty sure I was just going to say, hey, moron. Ted Cruz signed up for Obamacare today.
Oh, that's now, and we might add, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah. Like angels are singing.
Yeah. And he's been completely against it. No, he's like, okay.
But oh no, do you need health insurance? But he's from Texas, and they didn't sign up for the exchanges. So it's a little different for them.
Okay.
Well,
I think that means that it's going to cost Texas instead of the federal government.
Yeah, I don't know where the money comes from, but
he's too much.
Ted Cruz did tell CNN that he believes that they should follow the text of every law, even a law he disagrees with.
Oh.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. He said we will presumably go on to the exchange and sign up for health care, and that they're in the process of transitioning over to do that now.
Yeah.
And then what? Once he gets it all in and he's covered, then he's going to fight to get rid of it and repeal it all?
Sure. Yeah,
that I don't know. I
well, that's one of the things he's actually he's already stated it.
The reason,
I will get rid of it.
Right. Yeah. The reason that he has to go
on
Obamacare.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. His wife is taking an unpaid leave from her job to go campaign for this fucker to be president, which is why they're signing up for Obamacare.
Wow.
Yeah, he was born in Canada, and his mom is
American.
No, his mom's American. His mother, his dad is Cuban.
Crazy.
Oh, his dad is Cuban. Okay.
According to what Al said earlier, crazy.
Okay. Oh.
And he's a crazy
minister.
He's a crazy fucker minister. The father.
The dad.
Yeah, that's where he gets all his crazy ideas from. Is he was raised, but I from
no,
what
one
I,
of his parents was not born.
Yeah.
In the
the father's
Cuban. I thought
Cuban.
They both were born out of.
No, I think his father is Cuba. His father is from Cuba. I can Google. I'll Google that.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't. Yeah. Okay.
No, his father. He was born in Canada to an American mother and a Cuban national.
Oh, I see.
And that's what makes him. But he did the eligibility thing a couple weeks ago. They went through the court system to make sure he was eligible.
Well, thank God.
But the birthers. I mean, Obama's mother's American. That's never been disputed. So.
Yeah.
And born in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, but they all screamed and lost their fucking mind about it.
No, because according to them, he was born in Kenya or Indonesia, depending on what part of the book you actually read.
Or whatever they feel like saying that
day.
And
the other thing that they always bring up is that he applied for college funds. He applied for college as a foreign student to help with admissions. That's one of the big beefs, too. And that one, I'm like,
what happened?
That he applied for college as a foreign aid student.
Okay.
And that, you know, that's the one that I've never even bothered to look up because it's so preposterous.
Right.
But I think that maybe if there's a fudge, that could be something that has gotten him, that could have gotten him in trouble, and that may be what they left. Because, you know, it all came from Hillary. The rumor started with Hillary Clinton's camp during the primaries.
Okay. I didn't realize
Which I think
that.
Hillary's been like, oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't think they would stick to this shit. It was like a one-off trying to win Iowa, and it stuck around. But it is from Hillary.
Okay.
And so that's why they want his college transcripts, is they want to know how he applied.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. And when you go to Hawaii and you do the tours around...
When you apply for college, like, apply for everything possible.
Oh, exactly.
Seriously, like, check every box and maybe you'll get something.
Yeah. And when I went to Hawaii... when I was in Oahu and I did this tour around Honolulu and Pearl Harbor and everything, and they talked about, you know, and this is Obama's grade school, and, you know, he was born in that hospital and all this stuff, and there's people groaning on the bus, and the bus driver was like, we are very proud that he's from Hawaii, and he is from Hawaii, so you all need to leave. Like, and the guy was like, we can stop the bus and you can get off, but he's from Hawaii, and we're very proud that our president is from Hawaii. And the guy was like, and if you'd like to get off the bus, but that is part of this tour.
Sure.
And I was like, ooh, I'm going to buy this guy a cup of coffee.
I want to go sit up front.
Yeah. Oh, it was really good.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. In this day and age of really fucked up stories that we can come up with.
And we've had some winners.
Yeah. We really have.
Oh, no. What did somebody have sex with?
No, not this again.
No, no, no.
Seriously, the internet has proven one. If it fits, somebody will put it in there.
It must have quit.
Yeah.
You must quit.
If it fits, put your penis in it.
So, no, this is a happy story. Oh. I think it's a happy story.
Well, what she was describing sounds like a happy story.
Differently happy.
Okay.
Thank you, internet.
Differently happy.
Got it.
I don't know if you guys saw the photos of the Louisville police officer helping a struggling runner.
Nope.
Across the finish line.
Oh, I heard the story. Yeah.
I heard the story.
So it was a white police officer. The shame is that that even matters, but it does. A white police officer, and it was a black lady that a Louisville woman was having a hard time finishing the last portion of the city's annual 10K run.
Mm-hmm.
Until a helpful police officer showed up and helped her cross the finish line. Asia Ford struggled with her weight for most of her adult life. At her heaviest, she weighed 474 pounds. Only when her husband lost a limb to diabetes did she realize that she needed to make some lifestyle changes if her kids were going to continue to have a mom. Ford has since lost over 25 pounds. She still has a long way to go before she reaches her target weight, but every day she sheds more pounds. The fact that she went on into it and joined a 10K and, like, put into that, my goodness, good for her.
Did she have an app?
I don't know about that part.
I'm going to text
Saturday's,
her.
Saturday's 10K was another step in her continuing with us journey. 4 miles into the six-mile race, she started having trouble breathing. A Louisville police squad car pulled up, and Lieutenant Aubrey Gregory explained what happened next. He said, "I'm not going to let her quit." So I got out, and she immediately grabbed my hand. He offered to give the runner a ride to the finish line, but she was having none of it. He asked me if I wanted to stop, and I was like, "No, we have 2 more miles to go." Lieutenant Gregory and Miss Ford walked the remaining 2 miles of the race hand in hand with the police officer on one side and her son holding her hand on the other side. At the time when the police in the United States are dealing with such an image problem and so many different things that are going on, the fact that this was the good deed that you could tell wasn't this is going to make the news kind of moment. Mm-hmm. It was perhaps doing the right thing, whatever you would look at, just a wonderful gesture. Her son and the new the Louisville police officer friend eventually made it across the finish line, where an enthusiastic crowd cheered them on. When I watched her approach and I started to hear people scream, I let her go there before the end to be able to see her raise her hands and be successful at getting across the finish line. And it shows these pictures, and they went viral. And, you know, I just thought that it was a neat story to be able to tell when we hear so much about Michael Brown and everything that's going on in Ohio and just all kinds of different things. And this story, like when I saw it, I thought, first of all, good for this gal.
Yeah, determination is strong with her.
And, you know, Kat, you brought up the couch to 5K or couch to 10K. Whatever the hell.
The app that I have since abandoned.
Sure. Oh, I didn't know that.
Gave up a week before, did you?
Week four is hard.
It's just the idea that there are different, you know, there are different things that we've talked about and actually getting up and doing something. And 450 pounds, basically, is what she still is, having lost 25. And to get up and say, "I'm going to do that 10K. Are you shitting me? It was hard for me to get off the couch to come here."
Sometimes I'm like, the car is so far away.
In the radio story that I had heard, they said that she had lost weight. And I thought it was more than that. I didn't realize that she had just started her journey. I thought it was longer. Yeah. They said that she was the absolute dead last person to cross the finish line, but everybody waited for her, which I thought was fantastic.
Just cool.
The crowd just waited because they're going to see her dream.
That's right. And that she didn't give up.
Those stories just always make my day. I love them.
And I just melt with that kind of thing. You know, the fact that, like you said,
true sportsmanship.
Yes, absolutely. And that she said, "No, I do not want to ride to the finish line."
Yeah.
No. I'd have been
2 miles into that thing calling Uber going, "Bitch, pick me up."
Well, and God love you for that, because I'd have been like, "I signed up for what today?"
Yeah.
Shit. No,
shit.
Not going to happen.
Sure didn't.
So.
In the chat room, new listener, viewer, whatever, Bear Walker, I understand you're watching us on the Ustream feed. Those commercials, we have nothing, we can't control them. Well, we could, but I don't want to pay $100 a month to control them.
No.
So yes, at random, commercials will show up and interrupt us, most typically at the peak of a joke. It seems like is when those Those come up. So you can pay a, I think it's a nominal fee of $3 or $4 a month to subscribe, and you won't see the commercials. Yep. But
it'll go straight through, and it's so worth it. Whenever I haven't been here and I'm watching, oh my God, because it's annoying. Those commercials are
and I don't even know what they are. Like, they could be flying in the face of whatever we're joking about. Yeah, I have no idea what the commercials
are. Now, when we come back, have you missed the segment?
Yeah, it totally interrupts.
Yeah, it blacks us out for
that.
Yep.
It totally blacks us out for that little segment. But hey.
Well, I think we need a PayPal account.
Well, there you go. There you go.
You've done it. You've managed to get through the first hour already. We're in the middle of our headline section. Coming back in just mere moments, we're going to continue on with that. Al Perkins is going to give us our drinking word. Oh, we'll continue on with so many more things. Thanks again to everybody in the chat room. 15 people right now in the chat room. Hi. Thank you very much. Oh, Dawn says it's $3.99. So Dawn's already on it. She's figured it out.
Well, and we're hoping that through your laughter,
work,
they say that can get rid of a number of calories. You shed a number of calories by laughing. So hopefully
seven.
An ant, maybe more.
I believe it's seven.
So while you sign up to stop seeing commercials, we're going to do a little crossover. Come back with drinking words and headlines. We'll be right back. It's Q Talk America. Stick with us.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening again, everybody. 8 o'clock in Central Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you very much for listening. This is Q Talk America. I am Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. He stepped out of the studio to do something
invisible.
Vitally important. He's an important woman doing...
To bring some Pop-Tarts in, probably.
Something. Who knows? I'm not sure. Uh-huh. We'll figure it out in a minute. Uh-huh. We're in the middle of our headline section. We'd like to say hello to everybody. 18 people now online listening all over the world. Thank you so much to everybody. You know, we do this for you. That's what we do it for. We do it for you. As we do at the beginning of each second hour, we start with a little thing we call the... What the hell is that?
We play the game called Marnie Can't Throw Things.
We start with a
thing... That was
thing
damn close.
We call the drinking disclaimer, and it goes a little something like this.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Now we're playing quarters.
For those of you watching the video feed, we have one bottle cap, and we've all taken turns trying to get it into our...
The lesbian one's a turn. Right.
Oh! Cat makes
Listen,
it in.
I would have had that.
Oh,
I know,
really?
That, I feel it. I was the closest.
That one was for
away.
You.
Thanks.
And Jesus.
And Jesus. He has risen indeed.
Almost.
Hey, we still have his eggs? We do. We still have Jesus' eggs or balls.
Can
or,
I have an egg of Jesus? Can I have Jesus' egg?
Wow.
An egg of Jesus.
Feeling fertile?
Also known as maybe. Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. I thought you did it for Ellen.
Kidding.
I want to know. I want to know why.
What?
What happened?
No, it's a Tom says, I thought you did it for Al, and I can't go back. I can't. There's too many people commenting. I can't follow it.
No, up to 20 people
busy.
In there.
They're
Jeez.
Very busy in
What's
there.
What's the drinking word, Al?
Well, it's going to be Woomba.
The Woomba.
The Woomba for when your pussy just needs a little cleaning.
So, Nero started.
And I didn't make eye contact with anybody. Settle down.
Nero started shorting M&Ms when the show started, and she's already done. So, I'm not sure what to do about that.
Some of them are W's, you realize.
Get a bigger bag.
Okay, I'm trying to keep track of where everybody's from. Where is Nero from? That's the only one I don't have.
Finland.
Finland. Uh-huh.
Finland.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I.
Who's
am
in Brazil listening?
Scandinavia, perhaps.
We have Brazil listening.
Hello, Brazil.
I know New Zealand is Tomo.
Por favor, de nada un Jesus egg.
No. Oh, Brazil's gone. God damn it. We lost him already.
They speak Portuguese. No, yes, and we know his name. He joins in the chat room occasionally. I can't think of his name.
Luis from São Paulo, Brazil?
I think so.
Yeah, Finland. I had it right, Nero.
I'm still trying to find out Luis from São Paulo.
Finland. Sorry, Nero. I
I had it.
I did not, but I don't know her name, so really you can't judge me.
I gotta write that down. Well, I need a world. Here. I'll need a world map, and we're gonna get some pins. We're gonna put a map.
Are we gonna do the pin thing?
We should do that. I don't know what we need that for.
That's the list of where everybody in the chat
room
is from.
That's what you need the paper for.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because I was.
Can we do flags instead of pins? I like little tiny flags.
Oh, those are cute. I'll get some.
Oh, because on my game of trivia, I always lose on the fucking flag questions. What flag is this from? I don't know. They didn't plant it my ass.
I want little like triangle pendants that say like the user's name. Like, so it says, like, Nero, is, and then we put Don, and we plug it where Don is.
I like that. That's a good one. How big is this fucking map going to be, Kat?
That big.
The whole goddamn wall.
Yeah, just about that.
Well, I mean, maps of the world are pretty big.
I'm going to put, I think we'll put it behind you. Put it behind you.
Where no one can see it.
That will make me feel
very... And then if I ever get the second camera shot again, we'll be able to see the map.
It'll be Dr. Ben Carlson and a map of the world.
Of the world.
And her map of the
world. You'll be like the Vanna White. You'll be able to do the Vanna White thing and show people the map. It'll be lovely.
Yes.
Anyway, continuing on with headlines. Phoenix, Dateline, Phoenix, Arizona, right where we is.
My backyard.
Oh, Bear Walker, that's dirty.
I thought so as well. But I wasn't going to.
What the fuck?
What?
He's going to make white out.
Oh.
Oh.
From previous listeners will know how dirty that is.
Oh, my God.
Making white out.
And viewing, which boys are you viewing? Not us.
How cold is it where you are? Looking at these fuckers. Oh! Makes you want to make white out.
Once I get one day of sun, it's the healthy glow.
Oh, that's nice that Bear Walker's in Iceland. Or Greenland.
Oh, I like get a risk board. Because I've always wanted to, Kyrgyzstan or whatever the one country is.
Kyrgyzstan? Fuck are you talking about?
And risk on the risk board.
I don't know, but I almost lost it out my nose with that drink.
All right, whose turn is it?
Mine. In a recent Gallup poll, Phoenix ranked higher in the percentage of LGBT residents than other major cities, those major cities including New York and Chicago.
We got more queers here than over,
I'll finish the story. You'll be more educated if you listen.
Oh,
over 300. How that works?
Yeah, sometimes. Over 300,000 residents in the top 50 U.S. metropolitan areas were asked whether they identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, otherwise known as LGBT. And about 4% of Phoenix area residents say that they identify as such, the Phoenix Business Journal reported. Now, while Phoenix was tied 20th with the Tampa, Florida metropolitan area, the city ranked higher than the national average, which fell to a 3.6%. The San Francisco area, oddly, came out at number one, with 6.2 of its locals associating as LGBT. In second was Portland, Oregon, with 5.4.
That's all girls, though.
For real.
Now, approximately...
And they're all wearing sandals.
Approximately 4% of the New York City area residents and 3.8% of Chicago area residents identify as LGBT. In last place, sadly... And not surprising, Birmingham, Alabama, with just 2.6% of gay residents, according to the study. Earlier this month, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled probate judges must comply with an existing state ban on gay marriage, although the ban had been ruled unconstitutional by the federal district court judge. Wow. But that's so Chicago, and Phoenix, we're filling up. We fill up that chair.
We are. I like it.
Hella homos up in this bitch.
Up in here. Up in here. Up in here.
Wait.
There's a Woomba full of them. That's it.
I got so confused by what you just read.
Nobody? Nothing?
So they...
No.
So first of all, morals of the story are...
Per capita, we got more mos.
And we got a whole lot of mos.
No, I got that part. How did you get to Alabama?
Because it had the least amount of mos.
Oh, gotcha.
Least 2.6.
And I thought you read breaking news, and I was I was like, gotcha.
No.
And that 1 in 10 thing is some bullshit now. Oh, only 4%.
It's totes bull. Shit.
Motherfucker.
I just sent a friend request to Nero.
Did you?
Well, yippee.
Aren't you fancy?
Well, although like Nero looks like he recently died on top of a traffic blockade.
What is that?
Oops.
Oh, poor Nero. bad night out. Sorry, Nero.
Well,
totes hungover.
No, but that's impossible. Because there's a girl.
Barricade.
There's a girl.
Yeah. So that's impossible.
Or unless we've got the same affliction as this one, where
looking like a girl. A man.
No, it looks
looking like a man. He looking like a man.
You don't know who flipped over that barricade, though.
Looking like a man.
She look like a man.
Oh, my God.
My God.
You people are offensive.
You're all from hell.
Really? You came to get us out of a tranny bar last night.
Please do me a favor, write down Finland.
Finland up. Did we lose Nero?
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Wait, is Nero not from Finland?
Bear Walker, the Bible Belt is the online gay porn capital of the U.S.
That is the truth.
Yes,
real.
It is.
No, that's actually true.
That is the truth.
I'm from Missouri, and that whole fucking Bible Belt, there are more closeted people in that whole little area.
Oh. And some of it's for safety.
Totally.
And some of it's a mercy.
I found out that one of the people who sang for a traveling gospel quartet.
Gay.
Hit me up in
that
a hotel in Nashville years and years ago.
As soon as you say quartet.
One of us is sucking a dick.
There's a homo in the woodpile there somewhere.
And the funny thing to me always was, I would occasionally, you'd be channel surfing for whatever in the middle of the night, and you'd catch one of those religious hour infomercials where it was, you know, buy all the greatest hits of whatever family it was.
Oh my quartet. God, I love those.
And it would be the Gaither family, and they'd, you know, is the Gaithers.
The Gaithers. They're a quartet.
No, the Gaither family.
You thought I was going to walk by Gaither?
No.
The look on your face.
G-A-I. So Bill Gaither and his family.
Well, if only I'd read it.
Anywho, I used to see this guy on all of these shows, and I'm like, Mo, and then I look around the rest of them like, probably all Mo's.
Oh, yeah, Mo. And look, according to a Nant, I'm not sure how we're pronouncing that.
India has every week
2.5 million all those initials.
Almost.
And that's the government figure and old, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Gaither.
Well, but 2.5 million out of how many billion people? Stand by. How many people live in India? It's in the billions. That's a small percentage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's still a lot, though, if this is what the government, you know, the government's lowballing, pun intended.
Oh!
So that's a big number of the gays.
Well, but India also has a lot
of beautiful tapestry, and they had to come from somewhere.
Yes. And, no, they actually
have the choreography.
And I can't remember what they're called, but they actually have a transgender community that is considered kind of sacred and lucky, and they like make their money blessing people. I'm going to look it up.
Yes. I think we did a story on
that. Well, there used to be that with regards to Native Americans. They used to sell that it was
the two spirits.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, in India has kind of the same thing, and that's what they do. They like stand on the street corner and bless you.
Being gay in India is a punishable offense. Yes. You get a life term for being gay in India.
Yep.
I didn't realize we were still terrible. At that point. And Nero, I'm so sorry if I think I did the wrong gender. But I'm offensive going into the story. Mm-hmm.
Hey, in fairness, Al calls people on the phone and they think it's a woman. Mrs. Perkins, how can we help you?
No. Hi, this is Al. Hi, Val.
Violet.
That is my entire day at work.
Oh, hi, Val. I'm not going to fuck up the pronunciation of that.
What?
Hijra? Hira?
Hijra?
I don't think I would say the J there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hira?
We're going to need a pronunciation key.
New psalm. Only...
New psalm.
Marnie, take it, please.
Oklahoma.
Where the wind comes dripping down the plain.
That corn smells sweet.
Wumba! So.
Graduate Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Drew, we still need that link to the Seder play. We lost it.
No, I got it.
We got it.
So last week I had talked about a fantastic woman who is a part of Congress in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right? Emily Virgin. And then this story comes up.
We liked
today.
Her, right?
We love her. Yeah.
Do
really,
we? Do we still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
No. I was just saying, like,
we don't
this.
Waver on this show.
We sure the fuck do.
In a world.
In a world. Where okay. We hate you today.
But Oklahoma, love of God, they denied a license plate because it's sexual in nature. They said.
Did
you guys see this or no? I'm sorry.
Oh,
no, okay.
And I laughed because of we're LGBTQRST.
Yeah, LMNOP, yeah.
We don't know. But this was LGBTALY, and it was supposed to be LGBT ally.
Oh, okay.
And John Keefe had applied for this personalized plate to show his support for the LGBT community.
Because he liked the homos.
He liked the homos.
Me like
and
it
look like the a man. Oklahoma Tax Commission said no.
Fuckers.
No. It was denied because of being, as I said, sexual in nature. There are six categories, apparently, for how you could be denied getting a certain license plate. And the first category is carries a sexual connotation.
Uses a Woomba as a personal device.
Keith, who identifies himself as straight, called the decision a load of crap, bringing back everything about this being a shit show.
Yeah.
I thought that it was very uneducated, he said, very bigoted, very discriminatory against a population that has long faced an unfair, unethical discrimination. The commission will deny a request if an objective, reasonable person would find the proposed combination of letters and or numbers falling into at least one of these six categories. Where LGBTALY could have sexual connotation is beyond me. They didn't explain why. Is it just because of the LGBT? Because
when you say gay, you think two men fucking.
Two men fucking.
Done.
Well,
it's my Indian name.
Indian name, yes.
Why do you ask two dogs fucking?
Yeah.
But I thought that it was really interesting that they would look at something
like
that.
That's exactly why.
Yeah,
because in Oklahoma,
when you say gay, all anybody can see in their mind
is Sam Harris
and the cast of the cast of Oklahoma taking it up the Cornhusker with a Woomba.
Oklahoma.
I'll take Miss Scarlet with a Woomba in her own bedroom.
Wow.
With a candlestick vibrator.
Exactly. And 2D batteries. How many clues do I get?
Can I get Woomba? Curly and Smiley to show up? Thank you.
What am I not about cleaning a Woombas, Miss Scarlet?
So, speaking of personalized license plates, the other day, Carlton and I were out driving around, and this girl...
This girl
passes us. And
two Afghans meeting. They're lesbians.
We're always looking at personalized license plates, and I'll show this to the camera. So, that's what was on the plate. BOTG. So we saw this, and it's all spaced out.
Okay.
And we're like, huh? I wonder what that means. And Carlton says, it's bitch on the go. I'm like, that's exactly what that's got to be.
Bottoms on the go.
But I'm like, how did she?
Leave it to my husband to know that.
Because when you apply for a personalized plate, you've got to explain what it is. You know, mine.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You've got to give a description of what it's for. And I'm guessing they had to do the same thing there.
Name and number.
But I'm wondering, how did she explain what BOTG mean? Because they're not going to let bitch on the go
in. She told them it was the initials of her children.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But, let me turn down the volume of my Roomba for just a minute. Yeah.
But when I saw this little girl was just zipping along in her little Mazda, and it's all bitch on the go.
I'm like,
that's funny shit.
Bitch gotta work.
It's just so, you know, the thing is that this is just so fucking ridiculous. That kind of thing, you know, you have LGBT ally. That's such a cool thing to us, obviously.
I think what I hear ally now is that stuff that you take so that if you accidentally eat greasy food, you shit your pants.
And I just did.
It was very convenient.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Very convenient.
And
I'm going to have to start doing the show via satellite if that continues. Yeah,
exactly. Again, right? As we said last week, if
ship
shitting
my pants.
Your pants.
Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
Oh. Oh no, gay is Christmas, Bear Walker. Gay is Christmas.
Oh my
for
God.
Real.
Okay, are we gay or gay friendly?
Yeah.
Well, we're friendly, for sure.
Allegedly, well, some of us are friendly.
Gay gayers.
Gay McGayerson.
Gosh.
For Mr. McKee, of course.
Yeah.
Or was it Bitchy McCunstein?
Country McCunterson.
Yeah, you're calling me rude, Bitchy McCunstein.
I mean, if you listen longer, you'll find out that Al is an Academy Award savant. That pretty much screams gay right there.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, for the love of God. So was there an objection? Was there any kind of a pushback?
Nothing that they can do.
Did they Roomba the
the license?
Roomba the fuck out of it, but no, nothing that they can do. You can't put into, because they're saying he would have to change the license plate completely. They will not hear anything because it carries a sexual connotation.
They won't hear
according
of it.
To the tax commission. They will not hear of it.
Won't hear of it.
There won't be a Woomba in the womb.
We'll not have any of this gay talk in Oklahoma where the wind comes slipping down the plain.
Thank God Ethel Merman never started that musical.
Do it in, yeah, do it, do it.
Didn't she?
He just did.
No, better. No. He can do that.
Oh, I can do Merman better.
Give me a little Merman.
Merman never did Oklahoma?
No.
Really? Come on.
I either want Ethel Merman or Carol Channing right now. Come on, come on.
Did Carol Channing ever do Oklahoma?
No.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh my God. The only thing I know from that whole goddamn thing is
that. But do Carol Channing like that?
I do enjoy doing Carol. I should read this next story, Carol. I do enjoy. I know you get a kick out of it. Jeez. I've been on Broadway forever.
Can't tell.
Oh my God, I love that.
All right. Well, this one, the Dos Equis commercials with the guy, the most interesting man in the world, that guy.
Yes.
Well, a Washington State trooper says that it's by far the best carpool scam he's ever seen, but didn't work. KOMO TV put it this way. Troopers don't always stop people in the HOV lanes, but when they do, they prefer Dos passengers. A motorcycle trooper parked along I-5 near Tacoma on Monday afternoon spotted a driver and a rather unusual passenger pass him by in the carpool lane. Well, when the trooper stopped the car, he discovered that the passenger was a cardboard cutout of the actor who portrays the most interesting man in the world in Dos Equis beer commercials.
That's fantastic.
The driver looked up to the trooper and said, "Hey, he's my best friend." The most interesting man was not confiscated, but the driver was told not to use him again, to use the HOV lane. And channeling the cardboard cutout, the State Patrol tweeted, quote, "I don't always violate the HOV lane law, but when I do, I get a ticket for $124.
Woomba. I love it.
I can just see he goes by, it looks like a person, and then it's just this thing. Yeah, a cardboard. That's so funny.
Like, that's fantastic.
He's my best friend.
He's my best friend.
That may be true. Keep in mind, folks, that may be true.
She never checks the dates of my coupons.
Bear Walker's Home Alone, where the Woomba comes sweeping down the lane.
I feel like we've gone too far.
Home Alone, where the Woomba comes.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Well played.
What?
I love
Dawn's
it.
About to slip under her heating blanket.
Too cold. In my bed womb.
Well, the last story that I have concerns another happy story concerning one of my favorite shows. We've talked about it, Scandal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Love Scandal.
Big fan.
Kerry Washington. Fantastic.
I also want to stand in the sun with Jake Ballard.
Oh,
I do.
Nice.
I just do.
Yeah.
He's very pretty.
He really is a pretty gentleman.
I think it's the lips.
Could be.
The lips. I'm on the lips.
I like his eye.
I don't trust people
thoughtful.
With blue eyes. It's very weird for me.
Oh.
I know.
That's very interesting. All right.
You've learned so much.
I kind of feel good that I don't have blue eyes. That's nice.
Must have an issue with Santa.
For real. That motherfucker is up to something.
Show me on the womb where it's going.
We're on the womb.
Listen, mister, show me both hands before I sit on your lap.
You smell like sausage and beer.
Yeah.
Oh. You're not Santa. Oh,
that's a good Santa right there. If they don't smell like scotch,
you're eating in the North Pole
Santa.
Besides sausage and beer.
If
that's
Santa,
what Santa should smell like.
If
right.
Santa doesn't
little,
smell like scotch,
maybe a little bit of reindeer womba.
She's got a point. If Santa doesn't smell like scotch, he ain't real.
Yeah. He ain't real. That's bullshit, yeah. Santa.
He's up at like 30,000 feet in an open carriage. It's not the cereal.
Olivia Pope, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to shit
and you're
on
riding,
Santa.
You're riding open air behind 8 reindeer. I'm guessing you're going to get a little
There's
onion.
A lot of shit flying your way. Yeah.
Come on, Comet and Cupid, and daughter. Ooh, Blitzen.
I have to share my favorite joke of all time.
Please do. Go.
Please interrupt, Marnie.
Please.
Why did Donner ask for separate quarters? Because Dancer and Prancer wouldn't stop playing those goddamn Judy Garland records.
Okay, it's cute from Al. All right, moving on.
I love that joke.
It's cute. I know. I was like, it's cute.
I mean, I wrote it down so that I could tell it later.
I mean, it's better around December.
She'll use it as her own.
Those goddamn Judy Garland.
Dancer and Prancer will stop playing those goddamn Judy Garland.
Give me my own quarters, Santa.
Judy.
I need my own Woomba.
All right. Chicago.
All right.
Jazz hands. So, Kerry Washington accepted. I don't know today. Okay. Whomever you want me to be.
Oh.
The 26th annual GLAAD Media Awards, where she was presented the Vanguard Award for promoting equality. She made a pretty strong statement, a little fiery speech, as it were.
Mm.
She had the Woomba
on
its feet.
Yeah, I feel you have ruined the Woomba for all of us.
That was it.
That was it.
That's what did me, it. I did not.
My pussy's going to be dirty tonight because I can't look at my Woomba in the eye.
You can stretch that far?
Yeah, right?
Daddy, we can stop.
Yoga's been good, damn.
Daddy, we can stop.
Anyway, she called for more representation of the LGBT community in Hollywood. She also called out marginalized communities for turning against each other, encouraging them to come together. Mm-hmm. Women, poor people, people of color, people with disabilities, immigrants, gay men, bisexuals, lesbians, trans people, intersex people.
Everyone is generally referred to as other. Yeah.
Other, right? We have been pitted against each other and made to feel like there are limited seats at the table for those of us who fall into the category of other. As others, we are taught that to be successful, we must reject those others, or we'll never belong. She also challenged black people who don't support gay marriage to resist messages of hate. We can't say that we believe in each other, in each other's fundamental humanity and then turn a blind eye to the reality of each other's existence and the truth of each other's hearts. We must be allies, and we must be allies in this business because to be represented is to be humanized. And as long as anyone, anywhere is being made to feel less human, our very definition of humanity is at stake and we're all vulnerable. So it was just, everyone just kind of went to
and
their
it's
feet.
A, it's a true statement, and it goes back to what Patricia Arquette said at the Oscars.
Absolutely.
Like it's time. We fought for, all these different rights. It's time for everyone to band together for women's rights or women's equality. And one of my...
Well, and anytime you compartmentalize people, it becomes just... It's a Woomba.
And a story for my gay teenage years escaping to Buffalo... On a city
as opposed
bus.
To your adult gay years, different, just...
Well, not, the formative years. I moved out here when I was 19 years old, so I didn't spend a lot of time I did. Who am I? Out for them. But anyways, it was on a city bus, and everyone that tells a story always likes to pretend they were with this fabulous guy, Randall, from the early 80s, on this city bus in Buffalo. But there was only one person there, but we all tell the story like it's our own. And he used to... when he rode the bus, I can't remember where he would ride it to, but he would knit to pass the time, and because he didn't really like to read the paper, so he would sit there and like knit or crochet on the bus. And there was a couple black guys that were just hurling insults at him through the bus ride, and he just like set his knitting down and looked at them and was like, "Minorities should not pick on other minorities."
Oh,
and went back to knitting. And whoever it was that was lucky enough to be on the bus with him told the story, and it just became like legend around Buffalo. And it became like my friends and I that were out at the time always had that thing about like, and it really like brought it all home to the close-knit group of us.
That's a
out.
Fantastic comeback. It really is.
Yeah, it really was. And it wasn't bitchy. And it really stopped them kind of in their tracks. But because he knew them as people that were on this bus with him daily and like, we could blow this up and turn this into an ugly bus ride, but we're both going to the same job.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're both on our way, wherever it was, whether it was to college or
Dawn is still on it.
I like it.
Bus womb.
That's not bus womba.
Oh. I appreciate your sweet tea, Bear. I appreciate that sweet tea.
Anyway, fantastic, and thank you.
So I always think about think about that anytime you're watching. Like, I remember it was it had a lot to do with the black churches in California that Prop 8 passed. Mm-hmm. They came out to vote for Obama, and they were worked because they were not our allies the black churches were not our allies for a long time. But they've come around. Mm-hmm. Not all of them,
slowly.
But a great number have.
Just like a lot of different people have. I mean, slowly but surely.
And it turned the tide with Obama coming out for gay marriage, and his people were like, "Oh, we can still be good Christians," and like,
we can still be black, and we can. It's okay.
But you really don't have a choice with that.
Well, no, no, no. We can
we can still be black
and be okay with gay, you know, gay folks getting married, and it's okay because a lot of people, from what I have read, because I certainly can't speak to it
on the internet, but, so it must be true.
Yeah,
no, 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 no. But like just different news kind of things and different things that you would see would say, you know, we have been told from the time that we're little as black folks that no. Your gay marriage is not okay. Two men being together, and like you pointed out, it's about two men. Nine out of ten times, that's what's pictured.
There's a separate
not so much.
A separate social history with the gay thing and in the black community, which look up for yourself. I'll misquote it and make it horrible, but then we'll talk about it after the show. But there is something if you look it up, what the prejudice comes from. It kind of it makes a little bit of sense.
Okay.
So there's something in the history there that has to be gotten over, and it's about education and it's about finding stuff out. But it's a
I thought it was all purely religious.
There's a little bit more to it. If you're listening, Google it, because like I said, if I do it, it's going to come out as just a horrible thing. But there's a little bit more going on, and there's also the separate component of people on the DL. You know what I mean? That and keeping not playing safe and using protection and stuff like that, because people are doing things in secret that if they could just come out and be open, they wouldn't have to do these things. So there's a lot of components to those other communities. You know, it's different to come out in like an Italian family, because most of the time you were forced into the priesthood. Mm-hmm. You know, it's different to come out in like WASPy families where no one talks about anything. It's every culture has a different stereotype.
That was a side of my family. I had a grandmother who was like that. Like, we don't ever want to talk about anything bad.
Anything bad, yeah.
Because if you don't talk about it, you don't see it, you don't hear it, didn't happen.
Then I found out that she was popping pills and there was a lot of vodka involved. I didn't know that until later, but anyway.
Oh, right. And then Ted Cruz, Mr. Family Values. I mean, three sentences in, his parents are divorced.
Yeah.
And you're going to have no, like, empathy at all for, unwed mothers. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your thing? They're whores?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just empathy, but there is a lot to the coming out story in the culture that you're from, and I'm sure, like Anant would have a different, or Anant would have a different story about like how it would happen in India, or if you even can,
right?
You know, I'm not at all familiar with the religious customs there, but I mean, they're always interesting.
And you know what else people are generally taught when they're young like that is this:
Santa just is white.
Yeah.
For those of you who missed that, it's this.
Santa just is white.
Santa is white. We learned that from Fox News, and it's good that we have them in our corner.
Oh, Bear Walker was in the Army before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So,
odd times.
Bear, how old are you? Because I think I'm reading that wrong. So, give us a general century.
General century. Okay, let me do our last story here in headlines, and this is a good one. And this sounds like I'm talking about a disco era, but it's not. A Maine man who had been wanted by police for several weeks made a couple of critical mistakes that led to his capture. He sent out social media messages pinpointing his exact location. The Somerset County Sheriff's Office had been looking for Christopher Wallace of Fairfield in connection with the burglary back in January of 2015. Police tell the Morning Sentinel that on Sunday night, they received tips from people who said that Wallace had posted us on Snapchat that he had, in fact, returned to his Fairfield home. So police went to the house. While they were searching, with permission of the resident, they were tipped off that Wallace had just posted a new Snapchat message saying police were in the house looking for him, that he was hiding in a cabinet. He was later found in the cabinet. I laughed out loud when I read that. I'm like, how goddamn stupid are you? They don't know I'm hiding in the cabinet. He sends a picture of the cabinet. Oh, there you are. You're in the cabinet.
You know, in fairness.
Okay. Usually you have two questions.
Yeah, two.
All right.
Two things.
Dose.
First of all, the cabinet is a legitimate place to hide. Nobody thinks so. Second of all,
it's a safe place.
It is a safe place.
I could hide in my Tupperware cabinet.
See?
Okay.
Secondly, in fairness to this man, Snapchat is like peer-to-peer. It's not public. It's not Facebook. It's not Twitter. It's not
out there. Somebody ran him out.
Right. So one of his friends
sold him out.
Apparently didn't know that snitches get stitches.
Oh, all of a sudden, what are you?
But not
Gambino family all of a sudden?
Not near the Roomba spot, right?
Singing like a canary.
For real.
You mine inspector.
But the Snapchat element, I feel, is sort of legit, because I think if I was hiding from the cops in the cabinet, I think maybe I would Snapchat to you fine people and be like, hey, guess what?
Here's where I am.
Look, I'm in the cabinet.
And then which of you fuckers is going to be the one to turn me in?
But mine would be like, hey.
Did you see that? She's all like, which of you fuckers is going to... And she's pointing at me. You're absolutely 100%
you know,
right.
I know. No. And I would turn her in after my whatever I was binge watching ended.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
as soon as these 12 episodes...
Now, the story didn't say it. I would be with the... Like, if there was a reward money, I'd be like, oh, let's follow him on Snapchat and see where he is. Yeah, maybe it didn't say anything about that in the story, but I'm wondering if there was reward money.
Stand by. I got to write this down. Don't Snapchat these fuckers.
Don't Snapchat me, because I will totally turn around.
He doesn't even know what it is.
No! I have Snapchat from one guy.
Do you?
Stalker.
Is he cute? I'm a little concerned.
He Snapchats me.
Oh.
He sends me
pictures. I'm afraid of that.
Jumpy's kind of cute.
Good.
Still afraid of that.
I have it too, but I don't. I've never Snapchatted once out. I watch people Snapchat stupid shit.
He does not send stupid shit.
No, it's not. Probably he's, not. No, Woomba question.
He's be on purpose.
Yes.
Is there a reward?
Woomba
for what?
Woomba question. For finding for my Woomba.
No.
No.
Am I going to turn... It's been done for free. If you do something, put it in context. Is there a reward?
If she turns you in...
So you're saying that our friendship has a price tag?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to hesitate on that
one. There's fucking cash involved.
How many zeros are in the reward if there's more than one?
All right, let's talk money. Like, how much money would it take for you to turn me in?
$5? $10?
Oh, no, I'd need to be in the thousands.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. It needs to
be in the thousands.
Not at all.
Like 10,000.
Actually, I don't know about 10. Whatever's going to cover a bar.
10 grand, legit. I totally don't believe
it. I think a round trip ticket and full price show to the Book of Mormon. So probably okay. $850, okay. I'd go down.
All right.
Just say a cool grand.
Cool grand.
A grand.
Yeah, okay. same price as going down.
Is
on
that
Grandpa.
A clean sound? But we got to play that back. Is Al saying probably about $850 I'd go down?
Yeah.
A clean enough sound.
I can isolate that, I'm sure.
It's 834.
Yeah, thank you. 56 seconds. 834.
I'm just saying,
because that's a fun soundbite.
I work with a lesbian that just got a sleeve tattoo.
Like you do.
And she's very attractive.
She wanted to be Bieber?
With or without the sleeve.
With or without.
She's got this tattoo, and then she told me how much it costs, and it's like $100-something an hour, and it takes like all these hours to do it. I'm like, honey, do you know how many Broadway shows I could have seen for what you just did to your fucking arm?
No ink.
And it wouldn't have hurt one bit.
Yeah, no ink. Lots of playbills. Well, some of them hurt.
Some of them hurt, yeah. That's...
And I also just want
to taller than a dwarf show ain't going away anytime soon, no matter how high I run my Roomba. Woomba.
Bear, I just want to throw out thanks for your service.
Yes.
Because we didn't. You said you were out a Bear little bit before 91. So, thank you.
Yes, and I was right about... I was trying to think if he meant before the installation of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or after the disbandment, you know, after the Beatles broke up. But I couldn't get the question right because of my prescribed one glass of wine.
Prescribed, right. How's that third
discharged
glass?
Discharged in 91, so prior to the installation.
Right. Yes. And I, like, hides in the cabinet, calls himself Chip, and sings show tunes for Beauty and the Beast.
Be our guest.
Put our service to the test. Speaking of entertainment, let's do this right now.
Entertainment!
Womb out. I don't want to see your womb out of your body.
It's Al Perkins and entertainment.
What? All right, so we've got renewals, we've got documentaries, new Emmy rules, renewals. I have a fabulous local recommendation that by the time you hear this, it'll be gone. We have documentaries, finales, and a slightly sad story. But no one's dead this week that I know of.
Good to hear.
Because last week there was so many deaths.
Dropping like flies they were.
I'm just going to go in order because who's got time to like put these in any kind of shit. So
don't do any show prep at all.
No, I've been working on this all week. So, honest to Christ.
Since like last week.
Well, I haven't slept. I only slept 3 days out of seven, so yeah, I really have had a little bit of time.
Yeah, girl.
So Sleepy Hollow was renewed, and we kind of suspected it was not going to be renewed because it wasn't doing well in the ratings. But then they announced that the showrunner was leaving. And you wouldn't announce in a show that was being canceled that your showrunner's leaving because who cares? You're all leaving. But so it turns out Fox did renew Sleepy Hollow. It's coming back next year for 18 episodes. They did kind of fix it towards the end of the season. And they did get a little bit of the humor back because it started off as kind of an X-Files-y kind of fun show. And that's what I always liked it when you got the humor of him being from you know, a person out of time with his lovely black lieutenant. That's so much fun. And it's a fun relationship, and the show needs to focus on that. They got bogged down in their own mythology, and they had
I tried to watch that one, because a lot of times when you say, look at this, I'll take a look, and I couldn't. And again, maybe if it's just like Parks and Rec.
You had to stare it from the beginning on that one, because the original joy just kind of got... They bogged down. So speaking of a show that got lost in its own mythology, the greatest news ever in my original binge-watching show, The X-Files is coming back for a limited series run, 6 episodes to Fox. David Duchovny's back. And
you're very excited about this.
Oh, my God. Chris Carter's back as the writer. Gillian Anderson is back. Very exciting. But again, this is a show that tends to either do single-episode monster ones where it's very fun and the chemistry between them just shines like crazy because their chemistry is so good together, or you get caught in their mythology and you're like, somebody put up a pie chart and tell me if the sister's alive or dead or who's got a scanner in their head.
Sure.
But when they were individual monster stories, and it's the same thing with Sleepy Hollow, Sleepy Hollow, when they're individual stories, the show works much better as investigators with a fun kind of a relationship. I think Bones is another show that's very similar, but that one gets kind of caught up in its own too much romance.
It does.
So, but I'm very excited, and I have not, you know what, I have a page already for this. I don't feel like going to it. So it's going to come on sometime soon. It's not coming on next week. They just announced it today. So I think we have time to set our DVRs. Let's just say that.
We should.
Perhaps.
Yeah, we will just say that. So we'll go to Emmy Rules. Orange is the New Black, and almost any show that's over 30 minutes long now has to be, has to get like a dispensation from the Pope to be considered a comedy. So Netflix is no longer. Plus Netflix has so many shows to put up for consideration that Netflix originally said Orange is the New Black was a comedy because it didn't want to compete with House of Cards.
Right.
So they put one in each category, but now they've got a flagship. But everyone has agreed that while there are one or two funny moments per season, that's a straight up excellent drama. Mm-hmm. And if you put a gun to my head, I really couldn't tell you which one was the better drama as far as House of Cards or Orange is the New Black, because I find Orange is the New Black so compelling on so many levels. I don't know why I'm only telling this to you, because I could look at the whole room, but for some reason I'm talking only to you. So they were denied their comedy status, so they will compete as a drama, and I can't remember what it must be Shameless. I think Shameless was the one show that's an hour long that got to hold on to its comedy status, and they just flipped because they never got nominated as a drama series, so they switched to comedy, and they had a little bit more luck.
Okay.
And it's mostly because lead actor in a comedy series is such a thin category that Jim Parsons, who's very funny, just keeps winning,
because
there's just nothing else besides Louis C.K. The male comedy category is
funny. I mean,
he's funny, but he's a different brand. But there is no like lead actor straight, which is so hard to say. That's so hard to believe that there's like very few quality lead actor shows.
Well, now that Tim Allen's gone, what do we do?
Right, but the era of that is gone.
The sitcom's gone.
Even the shitty Jim Belushi show that somehow managed to run for 7 years.
Mike and Molly's still on. That's funny.
Yeah, but another one, but it's more Molly. Like
it is. Yeah.
Like trying to
She's
find
the
a
funny one. He's
trying
the straight
to find
man,
a
yeah.
quality like. Comedy actor in a lead performance. Matt LeBlanc has been nominated like 3 years in a row for episodes, and while funny, it's like
for Friends 2
playing himself.
Friends 2, right?
Oh no, if you have not seen it, that's not Friends 2. That is a very biting, very, very funny show.
Is it?
But Matt LeBlanc is just playing like a version of himself. An asshole.
Sure.
But the British couple that plays the writers of the original British sitcom that they transferred to America and changed completely to make it an American show, it's one of those shows that you gotta dig in and watch that, but it certainly is not, he's not the star, he should not be nominated for lead actor in anything for that. Those two should be nominated in some way, but not him. No.
Well, when you think back, like Eric McCormack and dating back to those kind of shows was like, there was craziness.
There was a little area where the Friends, they all went supporting because it was an ensemble. Right. And then when they all decided to bump up to lead, all of a sudden, Matt LeBlanc, Matt LeBlanc has a surprising number of Emmy nominations. So let's just say that.
Okay.
And while I find him delightful,
sure.
Come on.
Okay. Pretty gets you a long way in life, though.
Look at me.
Woomba.
That was so nice. I set that right up.
That was great.
Thank you.
Woomba.
But I do have to say, though, and it's not that anything disparaging about Matt LeBlanc, but Matt LeBlanc just made everybody else shine. He's one of those actors he makes everyone else look so good around him. Because when you think of an episode, you very rarely think of what he did. You think of Joey. Yeah. Do they know that we, you know what I mean? Like, he's one of those people that you play off of so well. So
me, good. Yeah. Damn good.
And I love that Friends is on Netflix. When I can't sleep, I just lay in bed and laugh my fucking ass up. That show's just funny.
It never becomes like, you can't watch a show and be like,
And the one day that I worked a day shift, thank God for deaf people, a patient had...
Jesus Christ. Well, write deaf people down.
I said thank God for them.
They can't hear us, Clayton.
But still, I think it's fair.
I'm pretty sure they're not listening.
Ustream.
I pity the fool that's got a closed caption.
There's no closed caption.
Wait, you don't know. Maybe they have someone. Maybe they have an interpreter.
No.
Have you? When was the last time you watched closed captioning? Because those people drink
a lot,
and then sometimes they just have a stroke, and it's like X's and Y's. It's like the binary code to get the space shuttle.
They ran and made some sweet tea.
Get the Woomba all the way up inside.
They ran and made some sweet tea, and they were like, "Whatever." They said something about that.
It's like missile launch codes.
Latitude and longitude.
It's a message to Mars.
Fuck, that's true. Right.
So, so deaf people, not so
much. The deaf person I was thanking God for just a moment ago.
What?
So they were watching. Had on like a Will and Grace marathon on some station.
Nice.
So I'm sitting there and I'm working.
Oh, boy.
Dawn in her living room.
Dawn, how drunk are you?
Far more than
Oh my God. We've already talked about Titus Andromedon on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, because that is the funniest character.
Did you watch it all?
No, I'm on like episode 4 now. Okay. But that show is like, it's like 30 Rock and it's like Veep.
Because it's Tina Fey.
I need a minute. Like, Veep. There's the episode ends and I can't go right to the next one because I have to digest.
Like, absorb.
Yeah, I need a minute. Oh, excuse me.
Right.
Woomba.
Titus Andromedon.
So, Loco Woomba. Anything Goes at the Phoenix Theater. Saw it last week. And I try to warn, and you know, there's people that want to go to musical theater, and I always want to like tell them, like, we're going to see a war horse. Like, this could go really, really wrong. This is a Cole Porter musical from somewhere in the 20s, 30s, or 40s. It's an early, early show. A lot of cute songs, but sometimes they can be groaners if not done correctly, or if you don't put the right joie de vivre into it, or whatever the Woomba is. The correct Woomba.
What Woomba would that be?
I have to tell you, it was so good. And they went with the, when it came to the dancing, they went more with the Patti LuPone than the Sutton Foster. They realized what they were working with. And they didn't go like the full 20-minute Sutton Foster dance for Anything Goes. But they did a really nice job with the song Anything Goes. Okay. But then they got to Blow Gabriel Blow, the second number, the second act, big number, and just blew it out of the park. And the show was funny and cute, and those Cole Porter songs. And Cole Porter's one of those, you know what I mean? Like, I got Rodgers and Hammerstein for my mom and blah, blah, blah. But Cole Porter's one that I found on my own, and all his, like, dirty sexual innuendo lyrics, like, if I'm the bottom, you're the top, and you know what I mean? Like, there's just so much there, and the songs were so cute. And at one point, I actually had to stop myself from singing along. Like, they were in the middle of You're the Top, and I was like, you're the top. And I'm like, no, not your show. Sit down.
I never knew that you could tell yourself that.
Yeah.
Oh, Woomba.
No, you're the top.
Oh, well, that's true, actually.
Baby,
if
I'm
the
top. You're the top.
May I have a peanut?
Yes, of course you can. So it was a delightful show, and they extended the run, so it is playing, but it's only playing Wednesday and Thursday. And then it ends the run. It was supposed to end last Friday. I was so glad I went to see it, and it was so enjoyable. So well done. Phoenix Theater really does some quality work. And every time you think you're going to go there and be like, oh, this is going to go wrong, they pulled off Les Mis a couple years ago. And they like pulled that shit off. It was really, really, really good. And that was one that I was like in my chair like, oh, no, how is this going to go wrong? And it didn't at all. Like, they beautiful singers. But the dancing in this was fun. Everyone in it was good, and Cooper, that we all know and have become friends with, is a really good dancer, singer. He was part of a quartet. I don't think the dick sucking was later. It wasn't on stage. Wasn't that kind of quartet?
Ask Carlton.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So now Drag Race, based on 1 week's ratings, has already been renewed for Logo. Plus, I think it's Logo's only original programming.
Drag Race?
Yeah, so I don't think they have a lot of other things to worry about.
I don't know,
about.
But it's packing gay bars locally.
Yeah, but so they were already renewed for season 8 after the first episode. The numbers were good enough that they got an early renewal, and it's back and ready to go.
I've started treating Drag Race a little bit like I treat football, because I don't follow either one of them, but everyone around me wants to talk about it all the time. So now I have to like learn some character names every week. And,
you just figure way through it.
Get some highlight. Yeah, that's my thing.
As much as I like everything involved in it, I just can't put it all together to like.
I actually sat at the bar and watched an episode like a week or two ago and was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
cute.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Yeah.
I mean, if you sit me down and it's right in front of me, I won't walk away. That's
right.
You know, but it's
not gonna. I'm not gonna turn it off.
Yeah. And especially not on Mondays when Bates Motel and the following is on. You know what I mean? Like there's horror stuff on. And
right.
I always go for the horror.
When there's a horror, Al's there.
I'm there, exactly. Exactly. I got my Woomba ready. I maybe shouldn't be playing a drinking game because this wine is particularly delicious today.
Oh, good.
It's from...
Grapes?
Macy's.
Huh?
It was their wine of the day, so I took... It was the, you know, have as much as you want and take the rest of the bottle home. I only wanted a sip. I was really there for the burger. Doesn't matter. Anyways, so now we'll get to the Glee finale. Well, tonight is the Cougar Town finale, which has been, it's such a cute, charming show about drinking wine that I just can't not watch it. And tonight's the finale.
And of
Cougar Town. And they managed to get their 100 episodes out of it, so it'll be on TBS for the rest of You Are and I Natural Lives.
Okay.
It's very cute. It's a lot of heart. It's a funny show. But the Glee finale on Friday, and after what was probably the worst 8 to 9 weeks of television I have ever endured, also known as season 6 of Glee. Like they do anytime they want to, they just hit the reset button and make a whole new show and everybody likes or dislikes someone new.
Nope.
They just rearrange all the relationships and they did the sectionals or the regionals 2 weeks ago and they did, what's the big song by Hozier, the one that I'm in love with. Take Me to Church. They did Take Me to Church. Like, the music was good. I actually bought some songs from Glee. It was a lot of fun. Then they did the finale this week. It was a 2-hour finale. And they backed up to 2009 and they showed you how they all met. And everyone went back to their original, like, characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Lea Michele got nominated for an Emmy the first year was because she was playing that role, like, to the hilt. And then she just hit a demand, like, can I not be ugly and can everyone not hate me in season 2?
Right.
And they diluted her character a little and she still got to sing, but you were missing what made her so good. So to watch her like turn around and play that original annoying, horrible human being character who was so like, I have one goal here.
Right. You are in my way.
You are in my way. And it was so much fun
or
to see her go back to that.
Yeah.
Well, the same with the character that the Sue Sylvester, the coach.
Yeah.
She was so funny and nasty, and then they diluted her down too.
Oh, and this one she played every. It really was an acting like masterclass because she played every level of sympathy to.
Yep.
Antagonist to the entire thing. But it was so cute to see that and how they all met. And then they brought it together and they had a vote because Kurt was jealous in love with Finn.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to take a vote to get Finn kicked before their final thing, before they did their first performance that Will walks in on, to get Finn kicked out and have them say, like, Finn can't be in the Glee Club. It's too much distraction. He keeps quitting and starting, and we don't need the quarterback on the team.
Yeah.
And they all come together, and they have this really touching conversation about, like, being inclusive and how they're all, like, they had no friends until this week, and they put this together.
Yeah.
And if they kick somebody out, what would that make them and the minorities?
Mm-hmm.
What message would it send? It was all of them in old makeup.
Yeah.
And then so they take a vote.
Michelle's, eyebrows.
The eyebrows are back. The horrible bangs are back.
Yeah,
the awful.
Very funny.
Somehow you're dressed like a toddler and my grandmother in the same outfit.
All the
charm was back of the first season of Glee, and then they take a vote and they all vote to keep Finn in, and then it comes to Will Schuster walking down the hall, and then they went right back to the original episode of him walking down the hall and hearing them singing, and they showed the Don't Stop Believing so they could have Finn in. I was a sobbing mess, because then it's been 6 years. They started off in their very early 20s, except for like I think Finn is the only one he's like late 20s when the show started, but everyone else was almost a teenager, but now they're older, so to see them back actually young and doing Don't Stop Believing, yeah, and that cute, over-earnest choreography, totally, that was so horrible and so, yeah, good. But to see, and it was the original thing. They just at one point they just went back to the, mm-hmm, the original pilot episode. Okay. It's very sweet.
Yeah. I actually have to watch that because I did love the show years ago. And then, yeah, I was like, no, we're done.
But it really was fantastic. And the back and forth and where they end it was sweet. And a song that Lea Michele sang that I don't know if I've ever heard.
Oh, no, that was the second part of the episode where, yeah, they go into the future and they show them like now and 5 years later, yep, this new gimmick of series endings where you, yeah, get to see their future. And she did a song written by Darren Criss,
okay,
especially for her for the finale of the show.
Oh,
that's,
and a... it was very touching. Oh, and yes, they had really funny things like, Jeb Bush is elected president, yeah, in 2016 and 2020, yeah, and he makes Sue Sylvester his vice president. Yeah. They dedicated the school auditorium, and they made it the Finn, mm-hmm, Hudson, mm-hmm, auditorium. And
Becky was a part of her.
Becky
Sue
was
Sylvester's.
Was part of the Secret Service. Becky was part of the Secret Service.
So she has her glasses and her little black eyes.
She talks to her wrist. So it had some really cute stuff.
And I agree with Aaron. I love that they mentioned her videos on MySpace.
Oh yeah, they went right back. Like they went back so far that it was all about MySpace, yeah, and Friendster and all that stuff.
Well, and they had the one thing that I noticed, and I replayed it because I'm like, how could someone not catch that? Was that they had Sam talking with Darren Criss,
yeah,
and Blaine in the room, the gym, about, you know, coming with to New York, and we have a room, and in that he was completely clean shaven,
yeah,
and then they went to announce that he was going to be the teacher at the high, and he walked in and he had like a day and a half worth of scruff,
right,
and I went, damn it.
Later that same episode.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was very good. And the song that Lea Michele sang is her big finale song was gorgeous, and she wins a Tony Award for it. But in the people she's up, yeah, against, it was Willow Smith.
Yeah, Willow Smith
in Cabaret.
Yes.
It was wow. Maggie Smith in
I don't remember which is.
Oh, the second prime of Miss Jean Brody.
Okay.
It was Anne Hathaway and Anne! Exclamation point. Yes. Exclamation point.
And it was, what's his face from Book of Mormon?
Yeah, the guy from Book of Mormon.
And the New Normal.
The New Normal, and I can't think of what
his
name is.
And he was the one who was reading the things, and he's like, Anne! It was very funny.
Exclamation point. It was, yeah, very, it was all very cute. And then, yeah, the last song that they did was really nice. It was just a nice
closure.
For all of us that have suffered through. What was that? Oh my God! 8 episodes of just sheer terrorizing television. They really brought it home. To see Lea Michele play that character again, mm-hmm, and just, I was like, oh my God, I miss this crazy fucking bitch. Because, uh-huh, that's why you watch the show, was to see someone just maniacally on point.
And her dad then being in the Harvey Milk school preschool, and their hair. Blaine and
oh, you'll love this. Blaine and Kurt go back to do. They go to sing at the Harvey Milk School for transgendered, like, toddlers or some crazy shit. But they're talking about, they're fresh off of the Lincoln Center's presentation of the first LGBTQT version of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Right.
And here come in these two bright and shiny homos. And all I could think of was, like, in the LGBT version, were they, surely they weren't playing George and Martha looking like that. Like, they had to be the younger couple. And I was just cracking up, and I was like, I would actually pay money
to see that.
To see that performance.
We'd be flying there.
We would be flying there. And Darren Criss is going to be, unless they get someone else, yeah, he's going to be the last Hedwig.
Which I thought was really interesting for everyone that you've talked about and that you've gone to see and everything else. And
there's a chance I'm going to go back there. So now I'm going to, there's two documentaries. Going Clear is the documentary about Scientology with former Scientologists, mm-hmm, and it's based on a book that was written a few years ago. The Scientology Roomba is just going apeshit to get this thing stopped or to discredit everyone involved. But HBO is March 29th on HBO, must see TV. there is just this huge amount of publicity about this going clear. They have all kinds of former members. They bash Tom Cruise. Ooh. They've just been trying to get everyone to talk. And they've gotten a lot of people to talk. And there's been a lot of famous people. And they go through like how the church runs down, where they get their money from. And the whole point of this documentary, which I love, is not to say like your religion is not as valid as this one. Like, you believe one crazy thing. This one believes a virgin baby. Sure, this one believes this shit. Sure. They're all crazy. They want their tax-exempt status stopped today. And that is the whole point to this documentary. It's not about...
All of them should be stopped.
All of them should be stopped. But they're saying, like, so allegedly, I have not seen it, but because it's March 29th on HBO. But allegedly, this is the one to say, okay, you're going so above and beyond crazy fucking scientards just to get tax exemption that we need that away. It's new. It's new. It's the Woomba of tards.
It's actually a womb tard.
A womb tard. Okay, so
I love that after almost 4 years of the show, we've finally gotten Marnie to embrace the tard.
Well, it's very selective.
And it's only 3 years.
It's less selective. She likes Republic tard.
I mean, Republic tard.
It seems like longer.
It seems longer.
God, it seems like forever, doesn't it?
I'll give you that, Carlson.
Yeah, no.
That's Dr. Carlson.
The Republic tard took whatever. Me right over the edge, and I went... I can see it.
Okay, so we have to do...
Veep is coming back April 12th. Just throwing that out there.
Yes, April 12th. I just said, because both the things that I have are going to be long discussions. So, womb tart, that's funny. And the band played on? Yes, watch it. Was there any questions from anyone? Like 1 minute
the
questions?
Band played on.
Incidentally, Ruby Dee died. There was a death.
When did she? Oh, she died a couple weeks ago now.
I don't know. It was on my list of 5 things to know today.
Oh, she did.
No, I thought
sad
that was a
song.
One-time Oscar nominee, and Shirley should have been a sure winner, but she didn't for American Gangster.
I thought that was a while back. Really, yesterday?
Maybe well, I don't know that she buried. Died today.
Maybe they had like
I feel
long...
like it was a couple was a weeks ago.
I don't know.
I don't know. It was on my list. It's on my cheater list of shit to know.
John Travolta said gay Woomba.
Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes together?
What?
I have not heard of this, but A Star Is Born is getting yet one more remake with Bradley Cooper acting and directing and Beyonce in the famous Judy Garland, Janet Gaynor, Barbara Streisand. Yes, I do know who starred in all three Star Is Born.
And he's the gayest.
By the way, that's why we're all gay.
Yeah.
All right, kids, we're coming back with Al's got a couple more things in entertainment. Carlson's got her segment. We're going to do Thoughtful Vulgarity. We'll drink a little. We'll talk some more. Stick with us in the chat room or wherever you are. And all
talk
the
a little,
ships
pick a little, cheap, cheap,
at
cheap.
Sea. It's Q Talk America. We'll be back right after this.
Just
you've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening again, everybody. Entering into what we call Hour 3. You call it the last hour of the hostage crisis. That's what we are. We are live in Studio C, coming to you from the heart of central Phoenix, Arizona. It's lovely weather, and we thank you for being with us, as most of you are each and every week from around the world, not only here in the contiguous 48 and in Canada, but no, from all over the world, literally. Thank you so much for being with us. We are in the middle of a Al Perkins segment. It's entertainment, and Al, we'll give it back to you for what you've got to continue with.
Oh, well, I'm just going to answer a couple of questions. The Celluloid Closet is a really, really excellent documentary. It's a little dated now because of the time it was made. It was made in
95?
Mid-90s. Settle down. and it gives you
trying to help you out.
It gives you the history of gays through movies and the Hays Code and how, like, the gays were always portrayed as, like, evil or bad at a certain point. Like, the betrayal changed, and you couldn't be openly anything. Where there had been, like, portrayals of lesbians, more specifically in early movies. Front to back, Don.
No, going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Front to back.
Sorry.
That's That's just good advice for the Woomba. You might want to program that right in.
Oh, that's maybe, very funny.
Maybe write that down in ink.
You know, they have a programming center where it scans the area and figures out where the room is, and it goes on its own.
Yeah.
So maybe you do need to forcibly direct it. I don't know.
But, and somebody's got to help me out. I want to say it's Shirley MacLaine and Anne Bancroft, and it's not.
It's Lily Tomlin. Are you talking about the Celluloid Closet?
No, I'm talking about I think it's called The Children's Hour. I never remember the name of that movie, but I think it's Shirley MacLaine and Anne Bancroft. And in the book, they were lesbians, and they were teachers.
Yes, I know the one you're talking about.
Is it called The Children's Hour? And that's the one that there's so many movies that are so good, but they had to be cleaned up. And A Streetcar Named Desire, which is the, A Streetcar Named Desire.
James
and
Garner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Streetcar Named Desire and A Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yep.
Where I talk about this all the time, that my dad's
your dad here, loved
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and I watch it and I'm like, what the, like, I get it, she's in a nighty and she's hot, but what the fuck is this movie about? And then I saw it on stage and I'm like, oh, Brick is gay, like, what the fuck, if you just told me that in the beginning. But because they had to eliminate any gay things, and he, the one character just shouts out mandacity all the time, it's his version of Woomba.
You made us have that as a drinking word.
Yeah, we did have that as a drinking word, because I had just watched it again. Mandacity. All right, so The Celluloid Closet, if you get a chance, it's really
and that
good.
That Children's Hour was so good.
It's
oddly good.
But Google it. Is it Shirley MacLaine?
It's Shirley MacLaine.
Audrey Hepburn. Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, Audrey Hepburn.
Yep.
I always think it's the two from
Same but Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Her Bros directed The Turning Point. I think it's Shirley MacLaine and Anne Bancroft, but it's Audrey
Hepburn.
When
you said Anne Bancroft, I was like, no, I don't think so.
But that, it's still, with everything removed that makes any sense, that movie holds up because it just stays just as disturbing. So now we'll get to
Shirley MacLaine is fucking disturbing.
Documentaries. And I've been bitching about this because it wasn't on demand. It was on HBO Go, and I didn't want to watch it on my computer. Turns out, when you have insomnia and you play around with your TV, I can download apps.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
sure.
Like, I could play Angry Fucking Chickens or whatever that thing is called on my TV if I wanted to, if I knew what it was.
Right.
But HBO Go is an app, so I put HBO Go on my TV, and bada bing, bada boom, I'm watching The Jinx.
Okay.
Fucking amazing, isn't it? You learn your TV does more than just beautiful pictures.
I'm convinced that thing could clean the house if I got the right
app.
It
had a Woomba.
It could Woomba me. The Jinx, the Jinx, the Jinx, the Jinx. Stop what you're doing. Turn the show off if you have to. You need to go find this documentary, The Jinx. And in case you didn't know, we talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
That before the finale aired, the police arrested Robert Durst for murder.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're looking into all kinds of.
Oh,
he's been busy.
Yeah.
Yes, and it. So,
have they connected him with any more?
Not officially, to my knowledge. He's still in. He's being held in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. Mm-hmm.
Just a tiny bit of background. So there was a movie made a few years ago, called All Good Things with Kirsten Dunst and Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
And it got really good reviews, but no one saw it. And it was about Robert Durst, and he saw the movie. And he called the director, and this is a man who's wanted for two murders.
Crazy.
Yeah. Acquitted for one.
Cray-cray. Acquitted for one in self-defense. The body that was chopped off and left in Galveston Bay.
No. How do you? This is
no. You know how you do it. You know how you do it. You in Texas, you just say it was self-defense, and they have to prove it wasn't self-defense. And if they can't, then you get away with it.
Oh.
So even though he chopped up the body and put it in the river, and Jeanine Pirro. Crazy, crazy, crazy Republican commentator, former district attorney. Yes, you know who Jeanine Pirro is. Google her.
Okay.
She's on every fucking talk show whenever they have a show about
Lug. I just don't know the name.
Oh, no. Google her. I bitch about her all the time. She's got her own show, like Nancy Grace.
Oh.
Hopefully
she's the crazy New Yorker that yells
and
screams.
She's the one that went off about, what did she go off about? She
everything.
Was
she's crazy.
No, there was something that I was horribly offended by.
Because she needs a bigger Woomba.
I need a new drink.
Pirro?
So, Jeanine Pirro, P-I-R-R-O, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, so she.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it turns out she's part of his.
I never paid attention to her name.
She's part
she's
of the Texas.
She's a fucking Siamese cat.
She's part of the fucking Texas defense because they were starting to investigate Robert Durst for the disappearance of his wife.
Yep.
Somebody, like, you can't make this story is so bizarre. So no one asks any questions. No one at the Westchester, or not Westchester, but something that sounds like that. No one in the New York Police Department asked any follow-up questions about this missing millionaire's wife. No one asked. No one inquired. So her friends were investigating. Yeah, they're kind of sketchy on where we fall in the $900 million to $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly. Boy's got a lot
so
of
no
money.
One asked any questions, but her friends kept investigating it. And then there was a random person arrested somewhere in the United States. And this part of the story, I rewound it like three times, and I still can't figure out what it was.
Okay.
Was arrested for flashing. And the guy was like, and he got convicted. And he was like, well, before you put me in jail, I know something about a murder in New York. So then they get some information, and they all start investigating him again. And Robert Durst had a friend, this woman that acted as his spokesperson, and went on camera for him and did all these things. And the police were about to go, and everyone kept saying, if you're going to ask anybody about this story, you have to ask this woman in California. And her father's a mob boss from Las Vegas. Okay. I mean, the story, like, you can't make this shit up.
I love it. I feel like I'm in The Godfather.
Father's a mob boss from
Where's
Vegas.
The horse head?
So
comes later.
Right before all announce that they're going out to ask her questions, she may or may not have been privately blackmailing Robert Durst because she was falling on hard times because all of her like life in the mob books weren't selling anymore.
Because that's been done.
Someone that she knows comes into her house and shoots her in the back of the head and then writes a letter to the Beverly Hills police saying, cadaver in the house.
Okay.
Okay. So
what?
Right, so here's the main witness, just got shot in the head and is, you know, no longer around to be questioned. Robert Durst disappears.
Bye.
Here's where the story gets great. Ready? You ready? You ready?
Woomba.
He disguises himself as a deaf-mute woman. And rents an apartment in Galveston, Texas.
That's what I said, Bear.
And you know how he does it? He buys one wig, and one woman's shirt from Walmart.
Did he buy a Woomba?
Yes.
Okay.
And he attached it to his WayJ. Finger on the pulse.
With the wig and the WayJ and the...
With a Whitney Woomba. In the bathroom. The yep. WayJ.
Whitney Woomba. Water.
Seriously. So he's disguised as a woman, but he decides that Galveston, Texas is hot, so he won't wear the wig anymore. So now he's a man standing on the porch of the apartment, and he's the brother-in-law of the deaf-mute woman that travels a lot. But stays
travels
in her apartment.
So stand by. Wait, I need
a. I mean, I gotta you really got a diarrhea of this whole thing.
It's like
we need
a flow chart. So
and every time you think you have a grasp on the story. So what they figure is that the guy that lived across the hall from him in the shitty apartment heard the stories and realized you're the deaf mute woman without that wig on because that's still that same Walmart shirt. Googled him, found out he was worth millions of dollars and was going to turn him in, and that's why he got chopped up and thrown in Galveston Bay.
Good night, sweetheart.
So this all goes on, and you're reading about no one will confess now because not realizing they were protecting a serial killer,
right.
They all covered up the wife's disappearance because they didn't want the family name dragged down in the 80s. So now they're like, fucking shit. So the brother's so afraid of him that the brother has a bodyguard. He's got, I'm sorry, that makes it sound like
the
a Whitney Houston
bodyguard?
No, he's got a security team solely to protect him from his brother.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's fucked up. And then you're like, so what's the family doing now, you might ask? They own all the lease agreements for the Freedom Tower in New York.
They're that wrapped up in a real estate.
That's when they became billionaires.
Holy
Freedom?
Shit.
Here's what happened. We went from The Godfather.
Miss
to Mrs. Doubtfire.
I love it.
Now we're in The Bodyguard.
Yeah. And we're about to get into Flight 93 or whatever it was.
Well, I think somewhere in there was the Helen Keller story from the deaf mute person.
Now we're going into Zero Dark 30, I think.
Yeah. Oh my God. It is 6 hours of the greatest television you will ever watch. I swear to God, like, I couldn't.
That Jinx show
Fahrenheit.
Goes through what you just went through?
Oh, yeah, over 6 episodes.
Wow.
It's so far beyond riveting. And just when you think you've got it all wrapped up, you're like, oh, what? And, like, you're like, thank God I watched it all at once, because if I had to wait a week for the next episode.
Oh, my God, you'd have died.
There would have been more murders to talk about.
You'd have been stabbing people, just, yeah.
It is, it's fucking insanity. And it, just when you think, and he gets away with, he chopped up a body, they know it's him. And he gets away with it because it's Texas. And they make it seem like he was paranoid because Jeanine Pirro was after him from New York City. And they make it sound like a famous New York, this crazy New Yorker is after him. So he was afraid for his life and he had to kill somebody.
In all fairness,
she
that bitch
is crazy. Exactly. But the fact that that worked on a jury that they actually used, and she's like, I've heard of the devil made me do it, but the DA from New York City made you do it?
Yeah, but when it's Jeanine Pirro...
She had to sit there in New York and listen to the justification for his murder was that Jeanine Pirro was after him. And they bought it and they let him go. And now the judge
because now everything's out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
This documentary's filmed. It's out there. The judge from the trial, and one of the people that is in the documentary is one of the jurors, and he's a little batshit crazy through the whole thing. And you can tell without saying so, there's something wrong with this juror. This juror follows around the judge from the trial and asks her questions, and he's at mall. So she's got this whole protection detail, too, because she's so afraid of him. Someone chopped a cat in half and left it on her front porch. She gets, like, she's being terrorized, and she's like, arrest this man. And it's like The Following. Write down The Following.
I'm on it.
Because now his followers are after him, and one of them is the juror from the trial, because he's a billionaire. So he's got all this money.
Sure.
So they don't know what he did to this juror, but this juror's like, he's innocent. He's a nice guy. He's my friend. We're good friends. And he's helping stalk the judge.
No.
And then the woman that he shot in the back of the head, her stepson, who raised him like a son, loves him, just would not hear anything. Would not hear anything about it. There was no way. This has to be gang related. Her father was in the mob. She writes all these mob books. It has to be a mob hit. All this stuff. He finds a letter written to his stepmother that has all the same handwriting as the cadaver letter. And so the documentarian records every phone call, God bless him. So he has a phone call going, I just found something, and I think it's time for a wake-up call. I think I need you to talk me through what it is I just found. And he has the incriminating letter that's like, the same person that wrote, one wrote that there's a cadaver, and one wrote...
And it's spelled wrong.
It Beverly spelled wrong. The handwriting's identical. It's fucking
go back,
craziness.
Go back to a minute ago. You said that somebody else made a movie, and then he saw
this
it.
This director did. The director of the documentary
made a movie, and Durst saw it and then called him. Back to that.
Called the director and said, so, you know, everybody wants to interview me, and I kind of like your work. You want to interview me? And he's like, okay.
Oh, okay.
So then, and you don't know, through the course of the documentary, you don't know, like, has Robert Durst won him over? Like, is the director now, is this turning into like a Paradise Lost, a West Memphis 3? Like, are you like, oh, it's unjustly accused?
There's nothing about this guy that isn't fucking crazy.
Right, but he's meeting him and he's talking to him. So you're worried through the course of the documentary, like, which way is this guy falling on making this movie? Like, sure. Is he on SeaWorld's side or is he like on Orca's side?
Yeah, like, but that's like so Jodi Arias.
No. But then when they
damn it, don't say her name.
When he's got
but the two of them, can you imagine them mating?
I still don't know what she did. Thank God, I'm still ignorant on that topic. Until they make a documentary. So, anyways, when he goes to present him the letter, the documentarian is because he knows everyone that comes in contact with him is afraid of him. He's like, how do I show him the letter? Like, I want his reaction, but I don't want to be his next target.
Right.
So he's like, can I say that you guys think it's suspicious? Like, can I blame someone else that thinks it's suspicious? And he looks at the letters and he's like, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you that two people wrote it. And he keeps switching them around to the one that he admits to writing and the anonymous letter. And he goes, which one's yours? And he's like, I can't tell you. And then he goes, I have to go to the bathroom. And so he runs to the bathroom, still mic'd, and confesses to everything.
Shut the front door. Oh, yeah, totally.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was like the greatest television ever.
I actually almost picked that up to binge watch it while I was.
Oh my God. You have to. And I'm not doing it any justice because as much drama as I've added to it, there's like a zillion times
and
more.
And now that I have this fine flowchart to help me.
Right.
What do we got now? The Godfather.
To Mrs. Doubtfire, to The Bodyguard. We're at 0:30, Fahrenheit 9/11, because he said something about the towers, whatever.
Yeah. And then following.
And then the following with the chopped up cat.
Because you need a cat chopped in half. And she's like, it wasn't a headless. She's like, it wasn't like the head of the cat. Like, they chopped it up behind the shoulders. And that's in CNN like 2 days ago where this judge is like, do something about this guy. He's terrorizing me. It's craziness.
That's terrible.
Okay, so the last story, and we'll just womb our way through this one really fast. So Angelina Jolie has come out in the last day or two to say that she's had her ovaries removed in a preempt.
She didn't have Africa removed. She had her ovaries removed. So she still could have children.
I miss the rains
in Indonesia.
I bless the rains in Africa. Yeah. But so a preemptive strike against cancer. So she's had a double mastectomy now. Like, mm-hmm. She's very concerned about getting cancer. I'm a little...
Well, her mother died.
Yeah.
Sure.
Breast cancer?
I don't remember specifically which of the two it was.
That's what led to the double mastectomy,
right?
Because she found that she had the gene.
Because she tested positive for whatever genes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, so I mean...
The statement that she came out with, I'm fighting to live, or something to that effect, I like that statement.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing everything I possibly can.
Sure.
We're going to cut everything out that I don't need.
Yeah.
And just going to, hopefully, we live forever.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely. I mean, I'm a little concerned for her. I'm hoping she's getting the help she needs because these are some big.
I'm a lot concerned for her because I feel like she's just like she's cutting stripping stuff. Herself for parts.
Like, yeah, and I'm a little worried that like it's like I don't know. I hate to say it because I really like her, but I feel like she's like turning into a cutter. But she's just hired someone to do it for her. Like,
I feel like that's a thing, and she's got the money.
But
to
you
do
don't.
It.
I mean, I
understand the reason, but at some point, like, oh my god, like wait, get tested. Like, I don't know. You don't have it. Live a little bit. Like,
well, gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know. So that's the thing. And it's good that she's getting the conversation going about preventable cancers, but I just hate that the way to prevent cancers is to go in and have organs removed so they can't get cancer because just walk around like a hollow shell. But that's, I don't know, that's a dumb, it's a, as I said, that part of the entertainment is going to take longer. But the jinx.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, and a final note. So I'm Googling who this guy is, this documentarian. He's the one that did Capturing the Freedmans.
Oh!
From last week. So. Okay.
You've like, talked about this so many times.
And this guy is legit to like stick with the story till the end because he stuck with those Freedmans till they admitted all their dark, dirty secrets. But
we need to have him on some other shit because he can find out stuff.
I am a new big fan of it because when he kept recording everything, I'm like, okay, I like this guy. I got to find out what else he's done that he records everything that anyone says to him. And I just saw Capturing the Freedmans. And I'm like, oh,
this is the guy. Okay, that's it. We're coming up on another segment. Like it's Kat Carlson.
This week in Shit Show with Dr. Ben Carlson. We'll continue on with Angelina for a minute. We'll continue on with Angelina Jolie for just 1 second. Shame on Indiana. We'll talk about a gay kingdom. Ted Cruz and his campaign slogans. 9 things that were banned but perhaps shouldn't have. And Jack Nicklaus gets a congressional gold medal for... I don't know why.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Dun.
Shit on it.
So yeah, you brought up Angelina, and she was kind of my top story as a nice segue.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, there we go.
I'm a good segueer. Mm-hmm. So before you were shitting all my stories and didn't even know it was happening.
It was my own preemptive strike.
I like it.
I kind of understand where she's going with it, but I have to say I feel a little bit hesitant to call it courageous. Like everything that I read about it today,
is it more fear based?
I feel like it is more fear based. I feel like it's more of a oh my God, get these wire hangers out of my house kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Like, cut it out.
Wire hangers.
I know. It was a terrible reference. Right. Moving along.
But
I have trouble calling it courageous.
I feel like she needs a lot of help in different areas. Like, I hope she has a really good psychoanalyst, psychiatrist working with her on like...
And she's been through her battles before. Like, she had up and down with weight, and she's got her thing with her dad. And then, you know, they bought children in the droves. Like, I feel like
she has issues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Baggage, if you will.
There's more there, so I don't know that I'm ready to like put her on a pedestal for feminist bravery.
Right.
You know, for having all of these, but I've never been one for like alter your body for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been one of the philosophy of, you know, just kind of leave yourself how you are. You know, like the over tattoos and the uber body mods and you know, and I've even kind of tripped over my own tongue sometimes talking about transgender individuals,
mm-hmm.
and wondering if surgery is necessary or if society's made it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone's kind of on that topic. I think a lot of people have followed you because a lot of women to men transitioning don't do the lower part of the surgery because they can't
afford it.
They can't afford it and they can't make something effective.
Right.
It doesn't get you where you want to go, so you have to make your it has to be the gingerbread person where it has to be inside your head that you're a male, not between your legs.
Right. Yeah, and I've, you know, for kind of a long time I've been kind of on that one. I'm like, do we need to surgically modify our bodies to be happy with who we are? Like, I don't, and I know I'm a lucky person that doesn't feel like I have to.
Right, right.
And I am a handsome young man,
right.
Just as I am.
Sure. You are what you are, and I grew
breasts without surgery.
Right.
And I had a reduction, and they grew back.
And a nice looking white woman you make.
Yeah, thank you.
But no, it's true. Like, I present myself as you know, less than feminine most days. And I know, you know, and I've long since gotten over being offended when people are like, excuse me, sir. And then they get really embarrassed for themselves. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, right. I've long since gotten over being worried about that because I look at them and I'm like, I look in the mirror before I leave the house. I, you know, I know what section of the store I'm shopping in.
It's a dude, Maury.
Yeah. You know, the manager of Cobalt.
She's using the Woomba, Maury. Right.
The manager of Cobalt
what? Look like a man. No, the manager of Cobalt texted me a little while ago and was like, hey, I'm ordering new shirts. I need your shirt size, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm typically a medium. Just whatever, responded. And he goes, men's or women's? And I was like, dude, please do not
get me a woman's
Do not
shirt.
Buy me girl clothes.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, because then it's like you? The big V-neck and all the boobs hanging out. No.
And who cares? I don't mind the V-neck at all.
Nobody
don't
wants
mind the
to
boobs
see that.
Hanging out, but
you mind my boobs hanging out? That's not
well,
cute.
That, I'm just going to say it.
Let me
know
tell you
I've
how weird.
The
see, there's a reason.
Let that go.
But
let that
a woman,
go.
No,
let
woman's
go.
Shirt. No, no, no.
Uh-uh. You're trying to say you've seen my boobs hanging out?
That'd be weird.
No.
That'd
he's,
be
really letting, weird. He's letting it go.
No, I'm letting it go. I don't have any intention nor desire.
No. No.
No, and when it comes to someone having surgery or someone not having surgery, whatever it is,
sure.
You know, like you had said,
well, and
if
to
it's
each their own
that,
to a certain extent.
If it's something that isn't the person who's having all the surgeries to look like a Ken doll,
sure,
right,
or
Justin Jedica,
look like right, or to look like Barbie,
or his
to
counterpart
do this,
Barbie, right.
That's frightening because that's just waiting for death. Every time you're going under the knife for
that one lady that looks like a cat.
Meow.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea about that.
Oh, there's a lady that's got a real liony face.
I think you're talking about.
Yeah, you know her. She looks.
Ooh,
like,
that's frightening.
She's been like a New York socialite for a long time.
And that's why
time,
I always say, like, when they lump our initials together, like I'm a poor spokesperson for the transgendered community. Like sure. I like to throw around pronouns and I sing like a girl, but I'm kind of a man. Like I got a lot of use for the thing downstairs. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about a lot of use.
Well,
right. From what you said,
I just wish others found more uses for it.
Snapchat,
good call,
maybe,
my point, you know. Carlson.
Point, counterpoint. Yeah. Fair point.
My use of it is quite extensive. Others' use of it is not so much.
You know, but it is it that whole however you know when we say sir or ma'am, yeah, however you
self-identify. Yeah,
it really is true.
No.
But for some people, and I'm obviously just from being friends with other people now that are, going through transgender process, if I'm saying that the right way.
For a little while, my life was tranny strong, too, I understand.
Yeah, and it's...
Tranny strong.
I said union! Yeah. Union!
We are tranny strong.
Every time I turned around, I was like, oh, so you're... Oh,
I know where you'll be on Monday night next week.
So it's both encouraging and offensive. Yeah.
Tranny strong. Hold that up, Marnie. Be proud. Christ.
But like I always, like and like the weird thing for me being little is I always wanted to be Sabrina from Charlie's Angels, but with a penis. You know what I mean? Like there was always the caveat of like
there is that.
Yeah.
So
sure. I'm the prince in every fairy tale, but I don't know.
Absolutely. And right. So sans the surgery, I think it's
and for me it was sans any need for. I wanted to be the smart girl, but the one that had with the girl with something extra.
I can get the job
night.
Done with
brains and a penis.
Which is such a rare commodity.
But, yeah, that is. There's not
know,
a lot of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, no. But digress.
All right.
Digress.
So, I mean,
I mean, and that there was that story about the... Which
the gym
did,
membership.
With the gym membership. And
that's the one
and
that Aaron
that.
Shared with us, where they got... Someone complained about the...
Planet Fitness.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's a...
Just look for the union label.
Tranny strong every day.
Right,
but anyway,
you
we
know
got,
how old I am.
We got a really long ways from that one.
So well, we got to shit on it. We can't do it locally.
Well, yeah.
Around the world, a shit on Kat Carlson.
That's right.
So moving right along, in Indiana,
okay.
It will soon be legal to discriminate against LGBT people in your business. Indiana will soon allow individuals and businesses to deny services to LGBT people, joining a growing movement to permit anti-LGBT discrimination on the grounds of religious liberty.
Oh.
In a mostly party-line vote on Monday, the GOP-controlled House of Representatives in Indiana voted 63-31 to approve legislation barring the state and localities from substantially burdening individuals' religious freedoms in the absence of a compelling government interest.
Hmm.
So yeah, so we're
progressive, aren't they?
Real progressive.
Right?
Wow. I mean, but we learned.
But
from,
this isn't the first time that we've seen that. We saw this in another state too, and it just where was it?
But the one that the Virgin just went with,
yeah,
that she
Amy
was like,
Virgin.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
That's what it was.
Where she said, "All right, now you just got to put on your door,
put the little sign on there."
I think that's fantastic.
Well, and Bear, that's the big deal that Al was just referring to, because last week there was a story that we did about Amy Virgin in Oklahoma, and that's what she said, that she is brilliant, and they had some legislation that they were trying to pass that had all kinds of hidden words in it about discriminating against LGBT. Yeah. And what she said just very matter-of-factly was, no, I'll vote for okay, I'll say yes.
Sure.
Here's what you have to do.
Yeah.
On your websites, in the windows of your businesses, anywhere and everywhere that you promote your business,
right.
You just have to put who it is that you are discriminating against. And who you have the problem with. And if you do that, okay, good.
Well,
and I think she's brilliant. Yeah. I mean,
no, I do too.
As it turns out, the good old state of Arizona started this charge. If I had scrolled down to the part that I highlighted, I'd have had actual answers to this.
Hmm.
I know. the bill that Governor Jan Brewer smartly vetoed when she started to act a little bit not crazy right before she left.
Words not synonymous.
I know.
Yeah,
Brewer smartly?
A little bit not crazy.
No, but she did. She vetoed the bathroom one.
Oh, thanks.
She vetoed this discrimination bill.
Yeah.
She brought in Obamacare. She like that last like half a year, that last 6 months, she
that was
like,
so that
let me be not crazy.
Yeah, and she got in a lot of she was denying liver transplants to people on Access. And right. it just went to shit really fast.
Yeah.
And I think she got burned the right way on making medical decisions based on people having money with that story, right. Because mm-hmm. she got shamed publicly on TV for a patient that was waiting for a liver transplant.
That's exactly yeah. right.
And she got called all kinds of horrible names. Right. And they were some of them that obviously hit home with her because
sure.
she about faced on that one. And then she
turned right around on
one of the
things.
Few Republican governors that didn't even hesitate
right.
to do the exchanges for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. We have to stop calling it Obamacare.
Why
I
love Obamacare. Hashtag
so what? But what made it funny was and we talked about this with the LBG, the strongly held religious beliefs
mm-hmm.
that they went behind her back and did it while she was out of town and like railroaded that through,
yep.
thinking they could shame yes. her into it because they were yep. still everyone in our legislature,
which is where we got the open for business to
right.
everyone,
right? Right.
They were bum rushing that through.
To get her to sign it, thinking they could shame her into it, but she's like, we're mm-hmm. not going to be the joke of the country anymore. Yep. So she did, and that's where she went silent. And after she vetoed that, she went radio silent to the end of her term.
Sure did.
And she became an impossible person to find.
But with the religious liberty, it turns out Arizona started that, and then lawmakers in the states of Georgia, Oklahoma, Michigan, and Mississippi have either proposed or approved similar measures since then.
Hmm.
Yeah, and now Indiana looks to be. But you ready to approve it, and their governor is ready to sign it.
But and it's one of those laws that someone just has to come up and get it to a court above, and it's going to get struck right down.
We can
Al,
hope.
Will you explain
we should
a little
hope.
Bit for Aaron as far as that the liver bit? Because it wasn't that she was in control of that. It was...
Oh, yeah. Aaron, I'll send you a message. No, it was yeah. just that people that were on... And we have something called Access here in Arizona, and that's our version of statewide Medicaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that someone on ad that was getting state-funded health care couldn't get a liver. And they had a patient that was literally dying waiting for a liver.
Yeah.
And the state was denying him, and it just turned ugly about so only people with money could get livers.
Right.
And she had to reverse it and how they did it. And he was eligible for a liver. He was next on the list but was not going to get it because of an state insurance. And it just it went all wrong, and it went but it went wrong in the right way for most people.
Right. Yeah, it went wrong for
her political career, and that it ended her as a Republican because she had to cave on it because they just went after her in all the right ways, she became the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, well, and all of her crazy kind of burned up a lot of her political capital mm-hmm.
beforehand.
So she was done.
Yeah, absolutely,
she was done. But we touched on it a little bit earlier. Ted Cruz thinks he wants to be president.
Smartest man ever.
Now, is that actually Michelle Bachmann with a haircut?
Could be.
Because they're real fucking similar.
Could be.
Kind of.
Deaf with a wig.
Both Tea Partiers.
Yeah. Well, neither of them have nuts, but they're both nuts.
God love Twitter.
Oh.
And if you're not using it, I've learned it recently. And very fun with the hashtags.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to start really just posting the show with whatever today's trending hashtag is.
All right.
Yeah. Get you some hits.
Get us some hits that way.
All right.
But yeah, thanks to the magic of Twitter.
No one's going to touch Ted Cruz.
Feel free to look up hashtag Ted Cruz campaign slogans.
Best time ever.
It's a good time. It's a good time. You'll find some gems such as, like Sarah Palin's annoying younger brother. Ted Cruz for president. Ted Cruz for president, just in case Rand Paul wasn't crazy enough for you.
Seriously.
Like my daddy always says, Sandy Hook was God's judgment on America for gay marriage. Hashtag Ted Cruz campaign slogans.
Oh, yeah.
Because Joseph McCarthy deserves a second chance.
Woomba.
That's a Woomba.
That's a Woomba.
Ted Cruz, yes, little children, the world is on fire.
Yeah. For me. I saw that actual news clip where he's talking to that little girl. Yeah.
That one?
What a douchetard.
Ted Cruz is the Abraham Lincoln of Sarah Palin's.
Oh,
repeal, replace, and don't talk to me about space.
Well, I like the alliteration.
I like Scott Ted Cruz Walker. I'm all about that. It's so true.
Yeah. A vote for me starts World War III.
Yo. We are on the break, kids.
Yep.
Ted Cruz for president. Rest in peace, science. 1601 to 2017. An ocean in every house and a probe in every woman.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
If you have a Woomba, don't vote for Ted Cruz. Yeah. This is really what it should be. Come on.
Ted Cruz campaign slogans. The wisdom of Bush, the fear-mongering of Cheney, the ideology of Rand Paul, and the face of the drama mask.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I like
God it. Love Twitter. There's a whole bunch of them.
That really is great.
Your racist uncle's favorite candidate.
And the best part is because he's such a confused racist, he hasn't realized he's Cuban yet.
He still thinks he's a white guy.
Yeah. That last name doesn't give it away at all.
Yeah, he still thinks he's white. He still thinks that. Well, he looks white compared to the other one.
Try this one on for size. You voted for a Kenyan, you can vote for a Canadian.
Bear, no one here thought so. Yeah. No one here thought so.
And ex-Canada, Ted Cruz for president.
If he gets any traction, he's going to be a good time for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I saw posted was something about making the last few months of Jon Stewart's job easy.
Yeah.
You know, but in all sincerity, it scares the shit out of me because of
Well, the problem is keep electing these wackadoos.
Yes. And thinking that, you know, I actually don't even know what fucking people are
thinking.
And then
you realize that he's a senator.
Right.
An entire state.
He's a junior senator 2 years. He's never been reelected.
It's a
welfare.
Well, he wrote a Tea Party wave in 2012. Like he's the one that tried to lecture his first big foray into the news Woomba was say it or play it. Was when he tried to lecture Hillary Clinton about foreign policy, and she was like, Mr. Cruz, I've been around Washington for a long, long time. I don't need you to tell me about politics.
I don't remember that, but I'm loving it right
And
now.
It was one of the most delightful things, and it just said, bitch slapped.
Was it in the text for Hillary's? From Hillary?
Could have been her campaign.
I love that. Because he got on some committee it was foreign policy, and she's like, you're new to this.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not.
Sit down, son.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does it all, and it always will. Look at how far Michelle Bachmann went. And you think,
but it was her presidential campaign that ended it all.
That killed her, right.
You're right. But she got stayed nationally in that crazy. For quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that anyone would
but even
have
Fox
voted...
News, even Fox News hasn't picked her up as a correspondent.
No, they haven't.
Which kind of shocks me.
It is shocking.
That she's,
I think they're waiting because there's a whole lot of oversight kind of that's going on for her right now because of the funding.
Oh, that doesn't matter. They hired Bill Bennett, the one that
that's true.
All the online gambling and wasted his entire family fortune. And then he turns around and tells you about family values. And you're like...
I was surprised find out that Kelly on Fox News, she's a fucking lawyer. The Kelly report and all that.
Megyn Kelly?
I had no idea she was a lawyer.
Well, this fucker, Ted Cruz, went to Harvard or Princeton.
We just know she's a moron.
Yeah.
He argued a case before the Supreme Court. I'm like, what, with crayons?
I saw Legally Blonde. It can't be that hard.
And, you know, yeah.
She did a good job.
All right, what else yeah, we should
if Reese Witherspoon can do it.
I love that one. That one. There, what was awesome. The one that was my favorite? Read it again.
I don't know. I closed my tab.
All right.
I got nothing. I got nothing. You should have written it down. Playback.
He took my orange pad away.
I didn't take anything from you.
There's nothing orange.
No, I don't need it.
It's yellow.
All right, fair enough. All right. So, you know that whole theory about, you know, let's take whatever group and just send them off and have them make their own country and not have to
Mars.
Deal with them?
We have Mars available. Mars is now available. Mars
it's
is now
It's true,
on the
but
table.
It's going to take you 30 years to get there. Is that 30 years?
But
it's
they're
a long
gone
time.
Tomorrow, so who cares? I don't care how long it takes them to get there. They're gone tomorrow.
Fair point. Well, as it happens,
here to
the gay and
tomorrow.
Lesbian kingdom of the Coral Sea Islands is a thing.
Oh.
Oh, I like
There's
it.
There's a gay country. Yeah.
And I like the fact we have the coral.
The gay the coral and...
Sea the Coral Sea Islands.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate the shant.
I shant.
A lot. I shant.
Just
also,
don't shat.
Wait, the gay and
standby.
Lesbian.
The gay and lesbian kingdom of the Coral Sea Islands is a real place off the coast of Australia. Mm-hmm. And it is the only nation in the world which was established as an independent homeland for all gay and lesbian people.
Oh.
I do. I wait. Elbow, wrist, wrist. Isn't that...
Right? I think it's how you're in a parade.
Uh-huh. So now we know.
It's a place. The gay kingdom, as it is referred to for short, is what's known as a micronation.
Oh, I see.
I want to know...
When that's between your legs, you got to run.
Is it split down the middle like a Woomba?
I don't believe so. I believe the micronation is a place that claims to be an independent nation, but is not officially recognized by any government or major organization.
And usually Julie Andrews plays the queen of said country in Disney movies starring Anne Hathaway, exclamation point.
I still feel like I want to live there.
I do too.
And
I do as well.
That's a great vacation spot.
I want to know more.
We
about
all
want to
be
that live
in
there.
The Princess
this
Diaries.
This is my licensed mythologist. The little, whatever.
What? Woomba.
I just wombed right in my mouth.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let that go.
Being an educational show, I want you to know that the islands are located east of the Great Barrier Reef and are officially in overseas territory of Australia.
Overseas? Okay, is it because you have to go overseas to get there?
Perhaps.
Wait. The
ma'am.
Gay and lesbian.
I found this on Facebook. It's true. The it's gay and lesbian kingdom of the Coral Sea Islands declared independence from Australia on the 14th of June in the year of our Lord, 2004, according to its official Declaration of Independence.
Oh, here it is.
On that day, gay and lesbian activists sailed to the territory's largest island, raised the rainbow flag, formally seceding from Australia. They chose this territory because of a twist in international laws.
I love a twist in international laws.
The twist in international law states oppressed people of overseas territories have a right to self-government and self-determination. Since the islands are recognized as an external overseas territory of Australia, the gay kingdom's founders believed that the international law applies, particularly since gays and lesbians are oppressed by Australia's homophobic laws.
Okay, let's just say it. We need to advertise because these are our people.
Yeah, by the way.
I think we could be the number one. I think we need to be the number one morning show of this country.
That's
we
it?
Need
to That's find our whole someone. Fucking kingdom?
Listen, how much kingdom
hey,
do you want?
Hey,
I just need that one little corner.
I want that shout out.
But that's...
Cut out.
As long as
how many
I'll take
acres
the northeastern...
Catalina Island is bigger than that.
I want that boat.
Listen,
that's tiny.
Oh,
we
on.
Have our own kingdom, Clayton. Don't be greedy.
God, seriously,
you barely leave the house. That's plenty of room.
Woomba, that was funny. That was good.
For all I do
good.
For you,
right? But I live a block. I live half the distance of that island from you.
The island does look lovely. Look
the
at the
gay
water.
Kingdom. Is
you go from my house to
look
Charlie's to Jason's to. You could fit that whole distance on that beach.
Well,
and still have to get to Carlton's and Doug Wilkie's house.
You could do it on your bike, I bet.
The Gay Kingdom is a spectacularly beautiful 780,000 square kilometer
See,
territory.
How does Annette not
What is
know,
that in hands?
How does Annette not know what their anthem is? I am what I am. See, there he goes.
I
right
am
there.
My own special creation.
They have their own stamps.
It could be I Will Survive.
They have their own stamps.
They do. What? They have their
you
own stamps.
You gotta lick it.
Before you stick it.
Well, that's what she said. I'm moving there tomorrow.
That was good. I enjoyed that a lot.
Is there a flight out tonight?
No, I'm...
And they have the mail system, M-A-L-E.
Follow-up question.
Follow-up answer.
how's their cable?
Satellite only.
Well, there's nothing wrong
gays.
With that.
It's gays. I can trust the gays with HBO.
There'll be a little logo.
I'll probably have to sign up for Bravo.
For sure.
That's okay.
So as summer approaches, those of you who are making your travel plans.
I'm sure it's winter there, no matter what.
It doesn't matter. It's a beautiful tropical paradise.
It does. It looks fantastic.
Beautiful every day of the year, I'm sure.
Now, how far away is this?
Off the coast of Australia.
Oh, Christ.
About 20 hours flight.
Pretty fucking far. But
fine.
Look there.
Let me tan and
maybe Tomo could. He's not. I believe he's any longer listening right now. But he could let us know if he's experienced these islands or has maybe trekked there from the New Zealand.
Tomo, you gotta go. You gotta be our correspondent on the ground.
Oh.
Tomo, if you're listening when you listen, here's what we need.
We
need
have a corner. We have pumps on the ground.
Pumps on the ground. We've got a kitten heel.
Somebody call PETA. She
is
killing those kittens.
Something.
She is killing those kittens.
Killing those kittens.
All right. Look at what's happening. And then Nero has something.
In a scheme similar to Israel's law of return, a person is automatically granted permanent resident status and is immediately eligible for citizenship in the gay and lesbian kingdom of the Coral Sea. I could be a resident.
All you have to do is show up.
All right, I'm going.
Can we please fly there and then just fly back? Permanent residents.
I'm staying. It's an island nation.
No.
I feel like if the satellite reception's good.
I know. I just want to go. Let's just see.
Do you think it's like 3G, 4G?
But HBO is going to be privately sold now, so you don't even need a cable
So here's
provider.
What we do. We take the Edge Studio system over there and we sell it.
Oh, brilliant.
To the two bars that are there. We clearly get, a
kickback.
Job. A little kickback.
It's
and
a bucket bucket transaction.
Oh.
Okay.
That keeps me in the lap of luxury.
I feel like, write this down.
Or at least a sarong in an HBO app. Sarong.
All right. Oddly,
sarong.
I'm going to end on a sports note.
Sorry.
Good. Okay.
That's so wrong.
The Golden Bear got a gold medal.
I think it would make out my bitch if he showed up. I'm listening.
Today, Congress, in all
Please
of their infinite wisdom, awarded its highest civilian honor to golfing great Jack Nicklaus, who I always confuse with
Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson.
Right.
I'm always like, wait, golfer or crazy guy?
Done.
Yeah, he accepted, of course, the Congressional gold medal with a few tears, humility, and humor.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, apparently. In a ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda, the House and Senate leadership bestowed the award on Nicklaus, winner of 18 major championships, including 6 Masters titles, 5 PGA championships, and 4 U.S. Opens. Few transcend their sport to achieve that kind of moment or this kind of honor, said House Speaker John Boehner, an avid golfer.
While crying, right?
Right. Who grew emotional at times during the ceremony.
Shocking.
Nicklaus, who is 75 years old, was dubbed the Golden Bear and recalled the hard work of his parents.
He's gay?
Praised his family and paid tribute to his wife, Barbara. He recalled that when his son, Jack, was 6, he was asked what his father did for a living, and the younger Nicklaus said, nothing. He just plays golf.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Lord. So the Senate's been working hard.
Yeah.
They always are.
It's kind of like when they decided that pizza was a vegetable so they could keep it in school lunches.
Right.
That was my favorite thing. Yeah. They couldn't pass a budget. They couldn't confirm judges.
Meow Cow.
Hey, Meow Cow.
Meow Cow.
Oh, write that down. Meow Cow's from
Woomba.
Minnesota, right?
Woomba, yes.
It's stories like this that just make me... It just restores my faith.
Yeah, in our government.
In America.
America.
Yeah.
You could be their national radio, and that's what I'm saying. I would say jack off while crying.
We're gonna work all this out.
Yeah, we do need to be the official morning show. We need to contact the monarchy.
I want to be the Kathy Hoda of
Hoda Kotb and Kathy Lee Gifford.
No, I'm gonna make them one woman because I have two breasts.
Well, just call
what's it called?
Just
Queensland?
Call Robert Durst.
The Gay and Lesbian Kingdom.
The Gay and Lesbian Kingdom. Come on.
The GLK.
The GLK.
Apparently, they left the T off the island.
Yeah.
Anybody straight wants to go, just add ALY.
Yeah.
Right.
Ally.
What?
Right. All right.
I mean, how many people do we got to suck off to get off the plane?
I don't know.
And are they all flight attendants?
We need to write a letter.
I want a woman with a view.
Exactly.
Is that your...
I feel like that was a successful segment.
Not a chance.
I'm glad you do.
Not a chance, Bear Walker.
No. I feel like it was informational. We had conversation about it.
How many islanders have gotten smallpox since we invaded?
How many diseases?
How many buffalo are left?
None, but Jack Nicholas had a brush with polio as a child.
Oh, good to know.
That's all you want to do is brush up against it and walk away.
As did Mitch McConnell.
No,
I don't know if that has anything to do with the metal, but they're
I don't
facts.
Either.
We don't know, but
it's all I got.
Oh, all right. On that note, we're going to wrap up Kat's segment. We'll be back with our final segment called Thoughtful Vulgarity right after this.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
And now we dance.
Is the Hugh Talk America Radio Network.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Oh, okay.
Your own out cue, and you don't even know it's in.
I guess that made me cry. I'm like, I should know. All right, this is a strange one. What's the first website you ever went to? What, like
AOL.com?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Does that count as a web? But a website. Like when you first heard there was a something, not just to get mail.
I am going to feel very confident that it was something to do with the Minnesota Vikings.
Winx.com.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for sure.
We never had a .com.
Yeah. NFL.com.
Yeah, like NFL.com, MinnesotaVikings.com. So it would have been something to do with Minnesota football. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
Sad, but true.
I'm going to guess it was probably porn, but I don't remember. But here's the fun thing. I was...
Wait, that's not the fun thing? There's
no,
something
that's,
else?
Well, your mind's the obvious. Go with the Woomba obvious.
Speaking of finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well, no, the first thing I
little
thought...
Little man in the canoe.
Little Ray J right. moment.
The first thing I thought, though, was that I actually sort of remember the time before the internet and was still using computers and communicating, because then what would you do...
Did you say commuters?
Computers.
Oh, thank you. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Could you enunciate better? I can't hear you. I wasn't listening. I don't think I was. Go on.
So anyway...
Either one.
It used to be before everybody had AOL, which is how everyone got to the internet. Well, how most people finally were like, oh my God, the internet, I'm connected, and everybody was on AOL. Before that, you would have message boards, and they would all have their own individual dial-up number and like one computer server sitting in some nerd's basement. And no, I didn't have several set up in my own basement.
And no,
that wasn't a thing. Yeah, but yeah, so then you would, I had like this call sheet that I would go through every night, and you would dial up and...
Your 56K modem.
Right. Oh, but it was before 56K.
28K.
Honey, 14.
Do you remember 14, yeah. 14.4. Do you remember the computer she walked in here with?
Yeah.
Right, and that was a fancy one. Just yeah, saying. Back on the 14.4 when I wasn't supposed to be using it, I had like this call sheet, and so I would dial up and I would check for any new messages from other users, and I would type in whatever bullshit I was typing in, and then you would hang up from that one and call up the next one, and it would display the next board, and it was like it's like a single message board kind of a sheet, and I had a ton of them, and they were all like local numbers because of course my parents didn't put long distance on the computer line because it was supposed to be only for my mother to work. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Except for at midnight on a Tuesday.
Like, yeah.
Come on now. I'm just sleeping. I'm dialing into porn websites.
On that lovely green, that green screen?
Yes.
Yes.
The little
bloop. The monochrome.
Monochrome. Bloop. That's the word I wanted. I couldn't
think of it. I thought it was Kodachrome.
No, different.
Similar.
It's Paul Simon.
Okay.
Right.
What's IRC?
Simon and Garfunkel, really? I thought that was a root beer.
IRC.
I thought that was a root
beer. No, it's...
the modem sounds were Satan's song stealing your soul.
Especially when they wouldn't connect and the little thing just kept saying connecting.
By the way, I love the fact that Bear was offended when you said fuck. Apparently, Bear, you weren't listening very closely with some different words.
And Aaron says 9 hours after alcohol has been served. All right, Clayton, whatever. What's your name?
However you self-identify.
Mine would be this. I think first would be with the AOL because you know everybody sent out all those discs, so you got online with that. And I think because I was already here in Phoenix, this was before. I mean, I had computers a little bit, but we didn't have internet back in the day back home. But the first thing I remember was there were chat rooms similar to what you were talking about, but they were you were online, and then there was the AOL chat. And so you could go through, and there were different trees of there were cities, and you could drill down into, you know, people into gardening, drill people down. In the house. You could do all kinds. And then there was like I remember there being like the gay and the lesbian, you know, those little chat rooms.
But the difference was that AOL was live action, and what I was doing was actually more like post-it notes, like, there you go. And then people would come through and read them later because it was single user.
I got that out of the fact that you had to dial up your phone and retrieve the messages later. That
single
sounds
user.
Like a long way to go to like just get...
I was like, what the hell is that? I love it. Yes.
Come on, tell me the rest of it's there. Yes.
We're trying to connect to AOL right now.
That was my favorite sound for the longest time. I loved that sound.
Oh God, that's giving me nightmares.
And then I was one of the first people that anybody that I knew, like as far as I could reach in one of my circles to get DSL. I thought it was big shit. We used Napster round the clock.
Oh,
Napster.
Downloaded some shit. That
yeah,
was later though.
There was that. But I remember thinking, you know, you're talking about because you're right. There originally was like a 14K modem, and then came up with 28. But oh my god, when you had a 56K modem,
woo!
you could get in faster. It was insane. You thought it was crazy fast.
You could download a picture of someone's face in under an hour.
Yeah, basically.
In the same
but
day.
I think
download one song in 38 minutes.
But I think it would have been, it was AOL, it was the chat room started, and then I found out there was things, and I don't know how much it's used anymore, but you know, gay.com, and then again, it was, you would find local, but it was before everybody had cell phones in their pocket, and gay.com was another way of reaching out and being within your community and finding out where's everybody going to go on this night or on that night. And you would chat and talk about this, that, or the other. And then you'd all, you know, I'm leaving at 7. I'm going to leave at 8:30. I'll meet you there. All that was going on. And now, obviously, it's all done out of the pocket. But, on your phone. But, yeah, that was probably it. And then, obviously, I was in corporate, working for corporate at the time. So then it became all of that horse shit.
I just had to Google what the ICANN logo was. Fun fact. I saw it.
I mentioned that earlier.
Huh.
If I'm not mistaken.
That Aaron designed it?
Oh, no, not that. But
we talked about ICANN.
I talked about ICANN because that was the first story about Taylor Swift and how she got all of her, she bought the domain name so other people couldn't buy them.
Oh, yeah. I would just say that Aaron said he designed the logo.
Oh, did not realize that.
And he's been wanting to design it ever since.
Redesign it ever since.
What a nerd.
Aaron, you know what you should do just for fun? Design a new logo for us and see if that works out. Go ahead, Al.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that could be very cool.
I guess it's not a surprise that mine was the Donna Summer fan page, and it was some kind of a web page for information on how to like track her down or when she was going to be on TV, but I didn't have a computer yet. There was just a computer upstairs at BS West, and I didn't work at BS West either, but Darren would let me go upstairs on weekdays and go up and like check. And I think that's how I set up my AOL account in like 94 or 95. That's why it's still MissyAl@AOL.com. It's never changed. And I had to put the E in my name because somebody else was Missy Al without the E, the correct spelling.
Bitches.
But it was so funny. So, and I would forget how to use it and what it was. And he would have to always talk me through it and how to find the website. But I'd be so excited when I would get up there. And like, there'd be one, I only had one other friend that had an email address. And I would wait for her. And she worked for InStyle magazine.
Ooh.
And so I would get her email about like, what's new in movies and stuff. So, I mean, just really random, like that it would turn into something that you would have in your home and we would use every day. For me, it was something like the library. Like I went to this bar like once a month and like look stuff up and was like 30 days behind in all messages. So
And now we utilize it weekly to broadcast to the frickin' world. That's amazing. That's fantastic.
It makes no sense.
You got about 3 minutes to do our follow-up?
I do. Okay, so not related. So in a relationship, how often...
You're asking a relate. You and I, the most...
Shut up.
Okay.
We only have 3 minutes.
In prior relationships, how hard is it for you to admit when like something went wrong that it was your fault?
Oh, it's not hard at all for me to do that.
Okay.
I mean, I have always been of the, if you fucked up, own it.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
I mean, so there have been times where someone has to kind of point out to me, you know, if I'm like, what? I disagree vehemently, blah, blah. Oh.
Yeah, caught me.
Okay. No, I see that now. But otherwise, if I know it going in, I'm like, yeah.
I got to
own
that. Okay.
So... that is one thing for me, because I always want someone else to be honest with me in that.
That's fair,
and I figure if I'm not, then I have no right to ask. So that's just me. Mm. The end.
M'lady.
It's always been harder for me to figure out what the fuck I did wrong than it is to apologize for it or own it. Because, you know, sometimes I seem to have a thing for the type of lady that just wants to...
fight with you?
Just, well, there was that one.
Poke the bear in the Woomba.
Just wants to be real mad and make you guess at why.
Do you know what you did wrong?
Sure.
Nope.
No,
sure, no.
Could you kind of enlighten me?
Can you tell me? No, because you should fucking know.
All you have to do is watch Modern Family. There was a Phil and Claire about that.
Was there?
And he was like, trying to figure it out. I'm so there.
Yeah, so I'm usually completely just dummy about it and don't know what I've done wrong, because I either haven't seen it as wrong,
yeah,
which is right. A problem, because apparently my moral compass sometimes points other directions.
But if you're not wrong, you shouldn't admit you're wrong.
Right.
No.
But at some point, I'm willing to apologize. If you just tell me what the fuck I did, I'll be sorry for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree. Sometimes it's just easier to sometimes say I'm sorry.
I'll just give you a blanket, I'm sorry, and you just fill in where you think it applies.
But that doesn't work either, because apparently it's not appropriately contrite.
Coming from the last relationship I was in, where we were both right all the time and nobody wanted to admit that there was something wrong. I don't want to fight about it, but anymore. I mean, the next one that comes down the highway, whenever it does, let's just discuss it. We'll figure it out. I'll admit that I'm wrong, because I think as I've gotten older, I've been able to do that. But no, in the last one, just we're going to fight. Right. I say it's day, you say it's night. We're going to fight all fucking time.
Yeah.
You know, go.
Sure. No, and I think mine is more an age thing. Like at the time of the relationship, oh my God, I was so put upon. And then as you know, I'm older and reflecting and maybe recording my memoirs, I'm like, oh, that one's on me. I might have been a dick.
I like the recording of memoirs.
Oh, I can certainly hindsight and point out some places where I fucked some shit up real bad.
But at the time, I was, oh my God, vehemently opposed to your
indignant
objection.
Indignant.
And now that's I'm like, oh, that's an asshole move.
Yeah. That's right.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Okay, I'm going to keep trying to make
She's going
to
try
it. Hit it.
Everybody, thank you for being with us on this 3-hour journey into what we never know what the hell it's going to be. Everybody in the chat room, thank you for being with us. All the ships at sea. My God, they're still trying to throw stuff.
A rim job! First one live on TV.
Whoopa!
All right,
first
kids.
First time I've ever done that.
As usual, we will be back with you next Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Arizona time. Figured out what time it is where you are, but we'll leave you with these parting thoughts. How about we'll see ya
next Tuesday!
Oh, yeah, see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.